veteran,
coming back from Iraq
or Afghanistan.
I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org
and connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
This is News Talk 600.
Welcome to
Joy Dance Friends,
weekdays
from
9 to noon,
a show that stimulates your mind on issues of the day. Call the show at 347-945-5229 or toll-free at 1-800-530-WSOM. That's 347-945-5229 or 1-800-530-WSOM. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Calling me Tracy. Mark, how you doing? Good morning, everybody. This is Mornings with Tracy and Friends. How you doing here live on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial? Why does it say it's important to me?
I don't think that clock's working.
Is that right? I would hope it's not. Otherwise, we are really late. Good morning, everybody. The numbers here are 1-347-945-9229. Once again, we're here talking to you on WSOM 600 AM and on iHeartRadio as well. And you can also get us at on www.tracyandfriends. And we'll have some fun. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. And if I can find my page here, I noticed, here we go. I noticed, people in the tube wanting to talk about all the crazy stuff happening. But, you know what, Mark, I think that finally we've reached a place in our society where the people have finally woke up to that.
Well, they may not have woken up, but at least they're on the right to contemplate getting out of bed. America, the freedom that we enjoy here, is basically an acceptable rule worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, outside of the countries that are based in the system of common law,
right?
And that's about like 90% of the
world.
It's too bad that some of our citizens
Yeah, you guys are correct. You're absolutely correct. We're sitting up here, we're looking at. This is what I was going to lead with if I had able to pull up the music that I wanted to. Because I think the left has actually lost their mind. Over the Supreme Court support of Hobby Lobby. Okay, because they don't understand that the Constitution, when it says Congress shall make no law supporting or preventing the free will practice of religion, that means exactly what it says. They think it means something different.
There was a statute. Anybody have time to the statute is based on the Religious Restoration Act passed by Bill Clinton.
That's
what
I can understand some of the arguments on the left, as long as religion is the right. Did you see the president of the National Association for Women interview and the thing about apartheid that were big?
This is my whole thing. We have another caveat to that, and that is that we have next that came up. We had a poll that came out yesterday.
Yes.
The worst president in 70 years.
Yes.
Can anybody guess who that is?
William McKinley.
But he might have been pretty bad. I don't know. I wasn't alive, but wasn't he more than 70 years ago?
Chester Arthur.
Now you're getting people talking about something like that. You know good and well they don't know who Chester Arthur is.
Yeah, that's the problem. They don't know who Chester
that's
Arthur
right.
is.
That's right. 1-347-945-5229 are the numbers here. We want you to call in and make a wild guess on who has been rated the worst president in the last 70 years. Now, I just, you know, I was thoroughly surprised to see it. I mean, I was shocked, utterly shocked, because it was a ABC News poll or CBS News poll.
Yeah, it was one of the major.
It was one of the major news networks came up with this poll. So the only thing that I could figure is that something has gone terribly wrong somewhere.
he beat Richard Nixon. That takes
some doing.
That takes some doing, except, you know, when I said, I talked about Chester Arthur, if you talk to some 20-something and says, who's Richard Nixon, they'd go, huh? Richard who? Nix who?
Right.
Jeff, I have an important question for you.
Yes.
What are you doing for the 4th of July?
You know what? I am going to be just kind of wait for it. I'm getting ready to send out an invitation to invite me over for 4th of July because, see, I have to play that night. And so that's kind of shuts down me doing any cooking and stuff like that unless
Whoa.
I get up early tomorrow morning, which I'm not going to do. I'm going to take my time getting up because on holidays I watch TV.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
We get to go have dinner with friends tonight and then tomorrow morning, we do the Canfield Parade.
Yeah.
And my son has that house that's with the porch.
Okay.
Right by the beginning of the parade route.
I didn't know that.
You want to come by and sit on the porch and watch the parade.
So that'll work because
we do that every year.
That's my caddy. He did an excellent rendition of Abraham Lincoln too.
He did
an excellent rendition.
He's tall. He can get away with it. He's tall and thin, unlike his father, who has a little bit of girth.
You'd have to be McKinley.
Chester Arthur. Grover Cleveland.
Grover Cleveland, there we go. You crazy, man.
Then we're going over to my organization on Saturday night for their fireworks. And you're playing for us.
Yes, at the Lake Club.
Tippecanoe.
Uh-huh.
You're doing the white party.
Yeah, when is the white party?
Two or three Saturday nights from now.
That's coming up very close. Wait a minute. That doesn't mean white people party, y'all, because I know that we got Covina Man and everybody in there that, white supremacy. White supremacy. Well, that night, white is going to be supreme because you can't get in the party unless you got on all white.
I got to go find something white to wear.
No, I heard that.
I don't know. But that'll be, I saw your play, and I thought, I'm going to that.
Yeah, man, we're going to have some fun out there.
You're going to be at the, you know, outside.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the other thing. So we have to make sure that it doesn't rain.
I got to go work some magic to make sure that doesn't happen, though.
But you know what? I really wish that hurricane that's coming up the coast, God would be with everybody that's in the path of that hurricane. But if it's in someplace out later... if it's in some place that's going to have to hit on land, let it run up on D.C. They almost got them one time before. They almost got D.C., you know, last year or year before it was. But just kind of go through there and disturb things a little bit so don't have to do so much the next 2 years that we can live with it.
Now, you know, I'm sitting here talking about food. Now I'm getting hungry.
Oh, man, don't start.
You didn't bring anything, Jeff.
No.
I've been running in here out of
You know
breath.
I always bring something to
I'm
eat.
I'm looking at the console a little bit scared.
Don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do. I'm looking at the buttons, and I don't have any Egg McMuffin, and I don't have any coffee, and I don't have any donuts.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to bring donuts. Tracy gets mad, but I overslept a little bit this morning, so I was rushing to
eat. Oh, I got you. Well, look, 614, do you want to take a stab at who's the worst president in the last 70 years?
No, but I want to take a stab at this Hobby Lobby.
Okay. Go ahead and talk to me about Hobby Lobby.
By the way, I'm on my way into the studio.
Oh, my goodness. You can't come in here.
Yes, why?
There ain't nothing but men up in here.
I don't care. I'm about to set on fire.
Nobody told me that. No. Hey. Settle down, young lady. Nobody told me you were coming.
Because I didn't tell anybody I was coming.
So you know what?
I'm telling you now.
What you want? Coffee or a full course breakfast, Mark? Donuts.
I want bacon and eggs.
Bacon and eggs.
I want an English muffin toasted, lightly buttered with orange marmalade.
Okay, Diva, you got that right?
It's some fresh cantaloupe and honeydew.
I tell you what. Close your eyes, click your heel 3 times, and wish for.
You are a nut, and we're gonna. But you're gonna bring him in.
Diva, I got a guy that wants to meet you. He called me the other day. He says, "Who's that Diva person that calls into that show you're on?"
Why? So he can yell at me?
No, he wants me to hook you up.
Hey, we know lots of liberal people, or those liberal likers. Liberal lovers.
Okay.
Ain't that what they call black?
Back to my point about Hobby Lobby. My
yes.
only problem with Hobby Lobby is I feel like if you're going to stand on principle, make it absolute. Their argument against Plan B and Ella were based on a misconception. If you don't want to provide birth control, fine. I have no problem with that. If your biblical beliefs say, we don't believe in contraception. We don't believe in preventing life. I would have had no problem with that. But the fact that they argued against the morning after pill and IUD. The morning after pill is not an abortionate. It does not act like an abortionate. Once an egg is fertilized and implanted into the womb, it's done. That pregnancy is going to continue unless something naturally happens.
Okay.
Same thing with Ella. IUDs only prevent the sperm from meeting the egg, and then if you get a hormonal IUD, it helps prevent ovulation. So that's why I have a problem. If you're going to cover some birth control, but not this birth control based on misconceptions, that's where my problem with Hobby
Lobby. Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Diva, and I'll tell you this. The misconception has nothing to do with anything. It is what it affects their conscience as Christians. And if that went too far, then they have been, discriminated against in that they were forced to do something against their conscience. When people did not want to go to the Vietnam War, they had to prove that they were a conscientious objector to war. And that's how Cassius Clay, a.k.a. Muhammad Ali, got out of going into the services. If you remember that bit of history, you weren't alive then. But my point is, hold on, because we get ready to go to break, and we're going to have to pay bills. So the thing is conscientiously, Hobby Lobby and the
10 other people, 12 other people that signed on to that lawsuit. They won.
The
and
wagon company.
It, yeah, whatever it is, they won. And they should have won because that was against their conscience. They can provide whatever they so desire to provide. And we cannot make it a certain way. But we're getting ready to go to break here. Oh, no, we're not.
Let me ask you a quick question.
Okay, go ahead.
In the
quick
case
question.
Of Loving versus Virginia.
30 seconds, sweetie. You're
okay,
gonna
you
have
had
to.
A black
yep,
man,
yep.
You had a black you, man. You had a black woman married to a white man. They were put in jail for that marriage because it was against the law. The ruling the judge gave was it was against his biblical beliefs.
Once again, once again, there is no such, there is, you got to answer it after this, because we're going to break right now, sweetie. Good morning with Tracy and friends, and we're going to break. We'll be right back. We have to pay bills.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Concerned about your health? Confused about the amount of prescription drugs you are taking? Wondering which vitamins to take? Call Dr. Matt Mason, board-certified wellness physician as well as a chiropractor at Mason Wellness Center. Dr. Mason combines nutritional therapy, functional medicine, and chiropractic services to keep people healthy and get those of you that are ill feeling better faster. Mason Wellness Center is located on Layer Road in Warren, Ohio. To make an appointment or to receive additional info, call our office at 330-219-6450.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax.
Fit Family. Unique. Individualized. And promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austintown receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
WSOM.
I saw a guy texting yesterday, but I think he had his kids with him. Is that possible? I felt like following him, and he was not going slow. He was approaching a roundabout. I don't know what you have to set up for yourself, what sort of thing to convince yourself, but texting while you're driving is not suicidal, it's homicidal.
Catch Dennis Miller, noon to 3, weekdays, right here on News Talk AM 600. We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM, online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com.
And we're back once again here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial. You can get us at 1-347-945-5229 or at 330-781-9600. That's on our local lines. The other line is on our unlimited internet lines. And so you can call in and talk to us and, you know, you can tell us.
Jeff, we have
wait
to
a minute.
Be nice.
I think I found it.
We have to be nice.
Wait
hey,
a minute.
Hey!
Hey! What's wrong? Our guest is
having... We have a guest here right now.
Okay, okay. Mark, will you hold it down, please? Mark, will you please hold it down, please?
I mean, she's
please.
A nice, refined lady over
yes,
here.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. I get to see her once a year. She's just like Santa Claus. I see her once a year. But she's a lot better looking.
Yeah.
Introduce our guest, and we're going to go ahead and start this right now.
Oh, we're going to do this
yeah,
now? Okay, we're
going to do it now. Ladies and gentlemen, our national callers, we want you to hold up just a little while because we have a local guest in that's going to be talking about an event coming in our area and some fun stuff that's going to be happening here in the Youngstown area. And we have to cover it, and we ask you to bear with us because we're going to get back to that question. I want everybody to figure it out now. Who has just been voted the worst president in the last 70 years? And at 10 o'clock, we'll start talking about that. How about that?
James Monroe.
James Monroe. No. J. Edgar Hoover. Oh, he wasn't a president.
He was a president.
Okay.
He, I'm not
really
going to go with it. Yeah, I'm not going to go with
it. He really was a president, but, you know, but no, he didn't make it. He didn't get voted for.
Yeah,
but
he was the king.
Yeah, yeah, that was true.
So anyways, we have Lori introduce yourself.
Well, I'm Lori Factor from Summer Festival of the Arts at YSU.
Nice.
Coming up July 12th and 13th.
Yes, it is.
For our listeners, the YSU Summer Festival of the Arts is always a major, major event up here, and it's a lot of fun, and it's had many different kind of lives over the period of years, but Youngstown State took it over, and they just do an outstanding job, and Lori's the big kahuna.
Big kahuna,
and
yes.
Together. So tell us a little bit about it.
Well, let's
give
see.
Us a little history.
The little history is that I think that people will remember Walk on Wick, and that's what it
mm-hmm.
started off as, and lots of good memories about that. And then YSU came to the then Arts Council and said, can we take it up a notch, and can we maybe make it a little more in length? And so we've changed it to a weekend of events as opposed to just one day.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have over 70 artists coming from all over, lots of different states, lots of local. We've got all kinds of performing arts, our own Jeff Green and Players Express.
Who is
going to be performing on Sunday night.
You actually let him through the door.
I did, and I have for every year. I've been doing this for 13 years. Now, the Summer Festival is 16 years.
Right.
I've been doing it for 13 years, and Jeff Green has been a part of it since day one.
Wow.
Yes.
He's a
absolutely.
He's a big jazz guy. You know?
Well,
he
is.
And Forte on the 50 now, my sister-in-law and nephews and nieces, and they always took part in that dancing it a long time ago.
I know. That was a while ago, and we've sort of morphed into having some sort of jazz component. And
mm-hmm.
so for the last several years, we've had, at different locations, had a jazz concert. This
mm-hmm.
year we have one as well. The City of Youngstown and the Convention and Visitors Bureau stepped up to the plate and made sure that we still had it. Kim Waters, great saxophonist, is coming in.
Great. Wait a minute. Look over there while she's talking.
And so, anyways, we're going to be here. It's a whole weekend. A whole weekend of events.
Okay, so,
we're all
excited. Is this held, Lori?
Well, Summer Festival of the Arts is right on the campus of YSU. And there are several things that are happening all over, like Arms Museum has things going on, the Children's Center, Steel Museum, so lots of things. But the main portion of it is right on the middle of campus. It's all free. Parking is free.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd invite you to come down.
And if folks haven't been up to Youngstown State University campus, it is one of the most beautiful urban campuses in the country. It's absolutely gorgeous.
You know,
and
a big shout-out to our grounds guys because, you know, there's a lot of construction going on. We've got some lighting that's being replaced and concrete, and boy, you know what? They managed to keep it looking beautiful, and by the time Summer Festival comes around, the lawns are cut and manicured, and you know what? They're just a great group over there.
So now the Greeks also have something going on.
You know, it's a whole weekend. Let me give you the rundown. So starting on Thursday at 11, so that's Thursday the 10th, St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Church, the little church that's across from Chauffin.
Right across from Chauffin.
They start with lunch. So go over there, do lunch. Now, they close early that night.
Yeah, famous YSU man belongs to that church. You don't know. They have a big building named after him.
Oh, Mr. Harry Michelle. That's right. So we're looking forward to that. That goes through Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you don't get your fix, your Greek food and pastry I don't know what you'll be up to. So that goes for the 4 days. Then we start with Summer Festival of the Arts on Saturday the 12th. That goes 12th and 13th. So art, music, lots of performances. The McDonough Museum of Art has that StoryCorps, Voices of the Valley, where they have all these conversations that they've recorded,
mm-hmm.
where you can listen to them. So all of that going on. The Legal Creative has a booth, all different kinds of booths from cultural and arts groups. That continues on into Sunday. Saturday night, though, is the Downtown Jazz Fest.
Mm-hmm.
That gates open at 6:30. $10 a person. In the Thursday, July 8th, Vindicator, we're going to have a coupon for $1 off if you buy your tickets at Summer Festival of the Arts.
My daughter's going to make her debut on that show.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh, she's
so talented. Is she talented?
More so.
Yeah.
And you know what? She's really pretty, too.
Is she pretty?
You know?
Well, I met his wife for the first time
take after the missus.
Yeah.
You know what he told my wife?
I don't know what.
Jeff Green's wife. You're too pretty to be Jeff Green's wife.
Oh,
she's
man.
A real sweetheart, Jeff. She's oh, man.
She's lovely.
How do we get here, Mark?
You are a lucky.
She's a friend.
I know. You're a lucky man, though.
We both married up.
I know.
His wife is absolutely beautiful.
You are lucky men.
Yes.
How's that?
Yes.
You are lucky. God has truly blessed them.
Okay, Diva. Here we go. Diva going to tell you, we're truly blessed now
because
we have pretty wives. Because we look like trolls, obviously we're trolls, and that's what it is. Okay.
Now they have the international food thing going on.
We do. That's a nice part of it too. We've got probably 12 or 15 booths. Several of them have food. I've got Polish Arts Club and Greek Church and Carpatho-Rusins, the Hungarians. We've got some Italian food. So we've got it all going on. If you go home hungry from the Summer Festival of the Arts, well, then, you know, you haven't looked very far.
Now, is there any cost with this?
There's not, only if you want to buy something. And we encourage you. You know, there's nothing like original art.
Right.
And you can go all over the place and pick something up at a big box store or something. But when you buy original art, something that an artist has created with his or her own hands, you're helping that artist, you're helping the economy. Absolutely. You're doing a whole lot of things, and you're making the health and the welfare of our community really shine. You know, mm-hmm. there's all those economic development studies out there. I mean, Mark, you know all about those. Yeah. Jeff, you've seen them that show that the arts and culture really are something that can increase the economic development. In our college, the College of Creative Arts and Communication really does this as community engagement. So there is no cost to attend. And we tell you, come in your flip-flops, come in your shorts. The arts don't need to be formal. And that's what's so appealing about this event.
Artists, crafters,
performances.
Performances. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, this is a very well worth coming out, hanging out all day and it's into the evening and then going to the Jazz Fest. If you can make this a weekend to do nothing but just hang out and have some fun. There's plenty of hotels around the area. You can come in and come there.
And I'll tell you what, I've been to a lot of these events, and none are better than this one.
Oh, well, thank you.
So you've got parking over on the deck on WIC?
You can get into the WIC deck, but you've got to access it because there's some construction down
yeah.
off of Walnut.
I got stuck in that.
The Lincoln deck is open, though, and all the surface lots
across the street.
On
right.
Fifth Avenue and Lincoln, all those surface lots are available and that. So I think that's one of the nice things is that and people ask all the time, well, you know, is this by design? Do you do all these things the same weekend? Yeah, we do. that's the plan. That's what we're doing. And we do that because somebody can go to the Greek Fest and they can walk over to the
right.
Summer Festival of the Arts. They can stay all day there, grab something to eat, go down to the Jazz Fest. There's going to be concessions down there, and I think there'll be probably adult beverages as well as non-adult beverages.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing with the Jazz Fest, bring a chair. Bring a
yeah.
lawn chair because
yeah.
this is on the street. It's set up very similarly to last year's event where it's right in the middle of the street. So bring the chair.
Right, right.
And, again, $10 a person to see Kim Waters.
You cannot beat that because you go down to Akron and see Kim Waters when he's down there I can't think of the music place down there. But it's a very lovely facility. But it's 2028.
EJ Thomas? The
Not DJ Thomas. That's Lil and Hyatt. EJ Thomas and Hyatt are up there. This is a jazz venue club.
Oh, really? Okay.
Period. And they why can't I think of it? It's on the tip of my tongue.
Yes, we're getting older, Jeff.
I'm past 20.
The gray cells are decaying. My hard drive is spinning now. You know?
Right.
Yeah, talk a little bit. You mentioned the legal creative. While you're here, why don't you talk to the folks a little bit about
Well, Denise Glenassis Bayer is the executive director of that organization, and basically what it does is to provide services to artists because many times artists don't have the business sense that they need in order to create their artwork into a business that can sustain them. So she has a whole bevy of lawyers and other professionals who can really help in doing that. So really, they're going to be there. They're also an economic development driver where they're going to be doing postcards from the neighborhood. So you can go up, you can take a look and color a postcard, and then send a postcard, greetings from Youngstown, to somebody. And so it's a cute little event that they're going to have during the Summer Festival of the Arts. We've got Ballet Western Reserve going to be there, Youngstown Neighborhood Development Corporation, WIC Neighbors, lots of not only the arts, but the cultural organizations that make a community whole.
How about that? Is the Youngstown Connection coming back this year?
Youngstown Connection is definitely coming back. I can't
Excellent.
Remember when they're going to be there. They'll be in the Festival of Nations performance
mm-hmm.
event. Oh, I wish I could remember off the top of my head, but
right.
But they will be there. We'll have a whole schedule in the Vindicator on Thursday, July 8th, and you'll be able to kind of plan out your attack for the weekend.
Excellent.
I'm looking forward to that. I like to go up there. I manned some of the booths there for a while, but, you know, this body wasn't made for manning booths.
Perhaps you can sample some of the goods from the different you know, ethnic groups.
That's exactly what this body has been made for.
Well, listen, Goodwin, we're about to take a quick break, and then we have somebody on the phone that called in. So, local caller, we're going to tell you to hold on for a couple minutes. We're going to pay a couple bills, and we'll be right back. This is Morning with Tracy and Friends on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial and on your iHeart radio dial as well. And also check us out on the web at Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends and catch us all over the world. And but we want you to come to Youngstown and visit the Youngstown State University, YSU, Summer Festival of the Arts by my girl.
I got it.
Laurie Factor.
Thank you for having me.
Right. And we'll be right back after these messages. That's what you want to do. Hey, go. Bring me down. Can't none. Bring me down.
Get love it too. Bring me down. I'm Julio Blaris with your headlines. A push to place a medical marijuana question before Ohio voters this fall has failed. Ohio Rights Group President John Pardee says the campaign managed to collect about 100,000 signatures by Tuesday's deadline, short of the roughly 386,000 valid signatures needed to qualify. Pardee said supporters of the Ohio Cannabis Rights Amendment plan to continue circulating petitions with the hope of making the ballot in 2015. Law enforcement agencies in the Valley say they will step up efforts to enforce traffic laws this long holiday weekend. The Mahoning County OVI Task Force says it will conduct a corridor enforcement blitz sometime during the 3 days of the July 4th observance. Mahoning County commissioners are asking voters to pass a sales tax this fall that they say will be earmarked for the criminal justice system. Commissioners voted on Wednesday to place on the ballot a 0.5% renewal and a 0.25% increase. For WSOM News, I'm Julio Flores.
Steel Outdoor Power Equipment is as dependable and hardworking as the people who use it. People like firefighter Dan Eddy.
I love steel products. We use them on my job with the fire department. I use them at home.
This season, dependable steel trimmers start at just $129.95. Hardworking steel blowers start at just $149.95. Visit steeldealers.com. All prices BESSRP at participating dealers.
Visit Homeworth Sales and Service on Georgetown Road in Homeworth. 330-525-7161. Online at homeworthsales.com.
Declare your apartment or rental house a bummer-free zone with renter's insurance from Grange. It protects the contents of your home from such major hassles as theft, weather, and plumbing mishaps for just pennies a day.
Let Crab Insurance Agency, your Grange independent agent, show you how a Grange rental policy is an even better bargain when paired with Grange auto coverage. Call Crab Insurance Agency at 330-332-1586.
Products not available in all states.
It's baseball time, Scrappers fans. The Scrappers return to Eastwood Field for a five-game homestand July 4th through the 8th. Highlighting the homestand is a 4th of July fireworks show, Tyler Naquin bobblehead giveaway, Hall of Champions induction night, strikeout cancer night, and a t-shirt giveaway. For more information, call 330-505-0000, friend them on Facebook, or visit mvscrappers.com. The Scrappers 2014 season is presented by Subway of Niles. Scrappers Baseball. Baseball with bite.
Drowning in credit card debt?
Realize credit counseling only lowers interest and takes up to 7 years?
Thinking about bankruptcy, but found out the new bankruptcy law forces you to repay your debt and may ruin your credit for 10 years?
If yes, and you don't want to risk your property or your future, and you need fast debt relief, call the U.S. Financial Management My Debt Negotiation Program.
My debt negotiation paid off my bills in only 36 months and helped me avoid bankruptcy.
Get the superior solution to bankruptcy in credit counseling.
I reduced my debt by 70% and with one low monthly payment.
And harassing collection calls.
I was afraid to answer the phone until my debt negotiation stopped the hassling once and for all.
Restore your credit.
We finally bought our dream house.
Stop overpaying credit card companies today. Grab a pen and take this number down. 1-800-563-1283. The call is free. The money you'll save is real. Don't wait another day to resolve your problem. 1-800-563-1283. Hurry before the new law doubles your minimum monthly payments. Call 1-800-563-1283 now.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Clap along if you feel like happiness is
alone if you feel that that's what you want to do. We're kicking it back in the high gear. It's 4th of July Eve, everybody.
Guy trying to jive, but he don't jive.
When
so
we
good.
Do when we do the party, hey, when we do that party, we do this song. We want to see you on the floor.
Yeah, Jeff and I was it a month ago? We did a duet of
God Bless America.
Get out.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the university would not let us on campus.
Well, I don't know. You might audition for me next year.
John Huston said, "You all did." Did good. He was all excited. And he doesn't get excited about nothing. He gets excited about nothing. He's just deadpan all the time, you know. He's a nice looking guy, but he doesn't get excited. He doesn't get unexcited. He doesn't do anything. He just one way. But anyway,
who are some of the other performers who are going to be up there?
Well, we have County Mayo. They're an Irish group. They like to perform all things Irish, have been performing with us for a while.
Green alligators.
There
and
we go.
Like geese.
Yep, that's right. J.D. Eicher.
Yes.
You like J.D. Eicher?
Yep.
We have a couple of YSU groups. We've got the YSU, the Dana Classical Guitar Group. And I hope they're going to do some fun things. I mean, I know they will. They're very fun, and they're a fun group of guys, and so they like to riff on things and that. And oh my goodness! I'm gonna have to look at my schedule. I'm glad I brought it.
I need to know that schedule. I want to catch them.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Then we've got another group from YSU called the Strange Familiar, and that's original music and that. And Bernadette Lim. Do you know Bernadette?
Where are they performing? When they're performing at this at the university, where do they go to?
We have a couple of different performance venues, but our main venue is right by the fountain outside of Kilcally, and the fountain will be on. It's just a nice venue. It's very peaceful and until Jeff Green gets there and rocks the house. But it's peaceful. It's tranquil. It's got some seating there, a little bit of dance area. You want to dance? Oh, my gosh, I cannot forget to mention Conjuntura Kenya. Is our Latin group that's been there. Felipe Gonzalez is just awesome, and he'll be performing. So lots of diversity.
We got food, we got entertainment, we got pretty things to look at. You can go to the booths and get information.
You
can go to some of the other venues around and go downtown. You know what? And you don't have to go to Cleveland, and you don't have to go to Pittsburgh to get this kind and this quality of an event. And those who've been to the Jazz Fest in Pittsburgh, that's fun. And they got their arts, various arts festivals. We used to go to the one at Shadyside
and walk over
there. But I'll tell you what, this is just as good, if not better, and it's at home and plenty of parking and easy to get to. And
we like to look at other arts festivals, and because there's always room for improvement, and you get different ideas and that. And some of the ones that we look at are so enormous. I mean, I can hardly imagine going to an arts fest that has 300 artists in it, but they're out there. So Three Rivers Arts Fest is just a beautiful event.
Yeah.
But you have to take a shuttle in. It's hard to find parking. Not all of the artists are sort of congregated together. So. So I think sometimes being a medium sort of
medium is good because I don't like to work that hard to have fun. And I'm real serious about that. When I was younger, I would look at those events and I'd say, I'm going to go there. But at my age now, I think I'd rather sit down and have a hamburger. But, here's something that's just the right size.
Right.
And I love it.
And that's the nice thing.
And the weather's nice. It's a real bonus. There's nothing nicer than when the weather's beautiful.
I know. And we have been blessed with that, hoping that we're going to stick with our track record on that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have Opera Western Reserve is going to be doing a silent auction. They've gotten all kinds of great donations from the artists, and so Opera Western Reserve is just a phenomenal asset to our community, and bringing live opera once a year and partnering with other things, so they'll do that. And got the Burke School of Irish Dance, Ballet Western Reserve, some of our ethnic groups. I'll get my Polish going. Krakowiaki is there, as well as Living Traditions Folk Ensemble. So, there is something for everyone.
That sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And bring the kids?
bring the kids, because, you know, somebody asked me, why is this, some member of the media said, why is the Summer Festival of the Arts important? And, you know, I kind of said that one of the reasons is because arts funding in our schools is sometimes going down the tubes.
Yes.
What do you mean sometimes? It's definitely going down the tubes.
Some schools more than others. And so this is a way to bring your young people and
absolutely
expose them to the arts. Take them to, the Butler is going to be open. Take them through the Butler and look at some of what's going on there. I mean, it's a perfect opportunity to do that. And it's really multi-generational. We have grandparents. In fact, I had a lady call me the other day and say, I'm coming from Cleveland. I'm picking up my granddaughter in Boardman, and we're coming to the Summer Festival of the Arts. So, you know, again, multi-generational.
It's important to get kids out to this stuff on account of, because you know, they got their heads in computers, they got their heads in games, video games. How do you get these kids to experience live kinds of things that really are the root and the base of creativity? And they're lost.
And you, talking about studies.
Yeah, now, hold on, local caller. You're coming up next. Go ahead.
There are all of those studies out there that say the arts will increase literacy and increase learning styles. And, I mean, they're all over the place. So, you know, we've got to take advantage of the resources that we have in our community. And one of the grassroots organizations is Power of the Arts.
Yes.
And they're doing a town hall that's going to be on Friday, July 11th. That's open to anybody that would want to come. That's going to be in Bliss Hall. And it's a way to interact with the artists, for people to find out exactly what they want the arts in our community to look like. So,
we have a question. Local caller, you're in there.
Yeah, is Diva Connor?
Oh, come on. And we're talking about the Youngstown Summer Festival of the Arts, and
I wish I could be Diva. Probably, I think looking at her, I wish I could be Diva.
Oh, listen, no, we'll get him back. You know he's not going to be far, so we'll be fine. We're talking about Youngstown Summer Festival of the Arts, and it's very important we finish this one. Then we'll go to Steve.
Then I'm going
to
go run and hide. I think I'm a little bit scared about what's coming, but that's another story. So the Power of the Arts, and we've talked about this before on here, and Tracy's been helpful with that, and you know, I know you and I are involved with it, and bringing these arts organizations in town together, looking how they help economic development in the community,
right.
And it's a major, major effort to bring to embolden and to give a little bit of pizzazz and fizz to some of the local arts communities. We're looking for public funding for the arts,
right,
which is a really important aspect of what we're doing. And we, and Lori, you know that we've been banging our heads against the wall for this for 3 years now. And I'm,
but you know, we're still together.
We're still together.
You know, but that's the good thing, because how many initiatives have we both been in? How many different studies have been done, and this one has staying power. Well, there might be a few glitches along the way and looking at legislative ends of things, but, you know, I think this Power of the Arts is here for the long haul, and there are people who have bought into it, and that's a good thing for all of us.
Yeah.
Well, and then we're going to start this year, because Jazz in the Park starts the week after the Summer Festival. And the reason why I started the week after the Summer Festival, because I don't want to interfere with the Summer Festival.
Aww.
And I think that that's the proper way to go. And we just went, we're starting to go nonprofit and have a nonprofit partner.
Yeah.
And
they've teamed up with the Fine Arts Council of Trumbull County.
Oh, that's
really
I
good.
Did hear that.
Yes.
That's great. Well, you need to be a part of Power of the Arts.
Yes, we
do.
We want to get there under the guidance of my good friend here, Mr. Mark, Attorney Manji.
Uh-huh, absolutely. You got it going on.
We're gonna make a legacy of this organization, because it's one thing to have entertainment and just entertain people. That's good, and it brings the neighborhoods together, because we have people coming from Poland, Canfield,
all over
Pennsylvania. We do a number of things, and they come and they never see this type of group again. And come together under one thing, come together under music.
Mm-hmm.
And so
the universal language.
Absolutely. I'm interested in that Latin group.
Oh, they're wonderful. Felipe Gonzalez.
Salsa and
they do all different kind. There's four of them, I believe, maybe five. Conjunto de Kenya. And I'll hook you up with
do
them,
that, please,
because they're wonderful. Where are you going to be located?
We're going to be at the B&O Fashion Park.
The B&O.
Uh-huh.
Okay, great.
But 1 week, because now I'm going to announce this because I hope that they're going to have this, you know, out there. Down at the, they're going to have a benefit for one of the owner's wife who is suffering from a cancer. And so, therefore, we're going to do a, they're going to do a fundraiser down there on the 3rd of August.
Okay.
And so we'll be at the Lincoln Park that week, but we're going to definitely contribute something to that cause, you know, as we've been working with them for the past, since 2002.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I took it over in 2002 and started it down there.
And
yeah.
Jeff and I have talked a little bit about bringing, and without going into the details, the organization that I belong to,
mm-hmm.
hopefully to bring that into the fold a little bit to give,
sure.
To give a strong base for that effort.
Wonderful.
Which is just a
yeah.
wonderful,
yeah.
wonderful thing. And you know, and next year my organization will be there without going into who it is.
Okay.
Because I'm the president now.
The mystery of it, yes.
And we will take care of that little problem.
And listen.
We got it.
Being civic-minded, getting involved in your community where you can to make a difference. Everything you were saying about the arts, children respond to the arts, okay? They respond to music. They respond to drawing because there's a lot of wonderful young artists out here that never get a chance. And who's to say if we didn't have a sculpting class in a junior high school or high school that we would not find people that
right.
does it? I have a cousin in Philadelphia that was commissioned to do the in 1976 he was commissioned to do something for the bicentennial or whatever at that time.
Okay.
And, I mean, huge. You're talking about huge recognition worldwide. You're talking about things that he's done. And so, therefore, when you're thinking about this, you must get involved. And so we applaud you, Lori Factor.
I think, you know what, there's a lot of little things you can do. I think people think that they have to commit days and hours and time. You know, everybody do one little thing, and it makes us a better community.
Uh-huh. No, that's good. And so, anyway, we thank you, Lori. Tell us when it's going to be again and where we're going.
All right, Summer Festival of the Arts is at and around YSU, but come to YSU and we'll point you in the right direction, July 12th and 13th. The St. Nick's Greek Summer Fest starts on Thursday, July 10th, goes through Sunday, July 13th. And then the Jazz Fest, that's going to be on Saturday night, July 12th, downtown Youngstown. Tickets at the door, $10. Come to the Summer Festival of the Arts first. We'll sell you a ticket for $9. Save a buck, and you can buy a lemon shake with that. And so we're looking forward to a whole weekend of arts, culture, jazz.
I think I need to camp out there.
We can find you a place in Cafaro House.
Oh, I was wondering if the president would rent me one of his rooms in the Pollock House.
Well, I can't answer, so I won't.
Oh, geez, oh, man. the folks that are listening, the new president of Youngstown State University is Jim Tressel.
Jim Tressel.
Absolutely.
Coach Jim.
Yeah, now we're glad to have him. He should have come here in the first place.
I'm glad he's here. Absolutely. And so anyway, we're going to get out of here. Lori, love you.
Love you, too.
And,
thank you for having me, you guys.
Thank you. It was wonderful having met you and known you in all these years, and I appreciate it. We're going to be back, and we're going out with a little bit of Kim Waters, who's coming here.
This is Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from 9 a.m. to noon on News Talk 600. Visit our website for more info about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
ABC News, I'm Richard Davies. More jobs added in June, 288,000, the big number from the Labor Department's monthly survey out this morning. The jobs market is improving.
With the June payrolls numbers we've just received, we've had more than 200,000 jobs added in each of the past 5 months. It's the first time we've seen that since the technology boom in 1999 and 2000.
Mark Hamrick of Bankrate, who says the U.S. unemployment rate dropped to 6.1%. This new report could also be a sign the economy is gathering momentum. Arthur has strengthened to a hurricane in the Atlantic. It threatens to deliver the Carolinas a glancing blow tomorrow. The hurricane's maximum sustained winds now up to 80 miles per hour. Long delays at the Department of Veterans Affairs are widespread. Now a Massachusetts woman is speaking out. A hospital scheduled an appointment for her husband after his death.
Suzanne Chase said the letter finally offering her husband Doug an appointment at the VA hospital in Bedford, Massachusetts, came 2 years after he died of brain cancer.
And then at the bottom, they wanted a quick response.
Doug died in August 2012, 5 months after she says they first tried to see a doctor.
I'm like, really? Seriously? You're sending me a letter now?
The Department of Veterans Affairs apologized to Chase and says it regrets any distress it caused. She worries there will be more stories like hers told by families of other veterans.
This just isn't fair.
Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
A new government campaign being launched today aimed at reducing the number of children crossing illegally into the U.S. Here's ABC's Jim Avila.
With only 96 beds to house the thousands of mothers and kids illegally crossing the border, the Department of Homeland Security is overwhelmed. So today, a new offensive from the Border Patrol, a commercial campaign, both radio and television, launched on both sides of the border.
Those ads aimed at reducing the flow. This is ABC News.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of InstaFlex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of InstaFlex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9926. InstaFlex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. InstaFlex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS. But you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9926. Call now for your two-week InstaFlex sample, 1-800-608-9926.
Be careful what you say about yourself on social media sites. That's the takeaway from a survey of hiring managers and HR professionals. Most employers are looking at social media.
They're using Twitter. They're using Facebook. They're going and Googling you.
Michael Irwin at CareerBuilder.
Anything that you're on that you have a social fingerprint, you really need to make sure that you're in a professional light, especially if you're looking for a new job.
What are the no-nos for employers when it comes to job applicants?
Candidates who have posted inappropriate photographs or information on their site. That's always number one for the past few years.
Applicants who badmouth previous employers may also disqualify themselves when looking for a new job. The stock market up again today. The averages at record highs for the Dow Jones and S&P 500. The Dow now above 17,000 for the first time. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
Bubba Burger is all natural, juicy, and perfect for your 4th of July festivities. Quality you can trust. Find Bubba Burger nationwide in your local grocer's freezer. You'll never bite a better burger than a Bubba. Visit BubbaFoods.com to find your nearest retailer.
Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates or low minimum payments. Before you know it, you owe thousands of dollars in credit card debt. It has happened to millions of good people just like you. But here's the good news. Thanks to a powerful program now approved, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and even reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. That's right. Our nationwide nonprofit program is helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments. Call
call 800-235-8642 now. The call and information are free. We've helped over 500,000 people with their credit card debt, and now we can help you. Call 800-235-8642 to see how this powerful nonprofit program can work for you. Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Get free of credit card debt today. Call 800-235-8642. That's 800-235-8642. Again, 800-235-8642.
Welcome to Tracy and Friends, weekdays from 9 to noon. The show that stimulates your mind on the issues of the day. Call the show at 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. That's 347-945-5229 or 1-800-530-WSOM. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Mornings with Tracy and Friends on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial and on iHeartRadio as well. Go to WSOM600AM.com and pick up the WSOM app so you can hear us. It'd be better than some of the other places, but you go get that.
Tell the folks who we're listening to so they know where to go.
Oh, I was getting ready to say, this is the, how should I say, I'm not going to use a word because I'll mess it up here today. This is Mr. Kim Waters, who's coming here to Youngstown, Ohio. He's a master saxophonist and one of my great heroes of saxophone. I have about four heroes that play saxophone, the first being Mr. Grover Washington, and as he was not only a mentor, but a friend of mine. And I'm not that good of a player like that, but I tell you what, I like to play, and I'll make it sound good for you. How about that? And then, I don't know if I'm international, but I'll make it sound good for you. I play for you, you know, bring back, you know?
Well, let's give a shout-out to Aaliyah. Wait, rest in peace.
We're not giving Aaliyah nothing. This is
That's
saxophone
song,
Thursday. I don't care. Look at that.
Oh,
see, ladies and gentlemen.
She's like a conservative.
Just, we can't shut
Batman.
Her off now.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's right here in the studio. We have Diva.
This is my first Diva encounter.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
You'll be all right. The only one that has to worry
do
you is
have,
Jeff.
Do you have Valium?
I got Xanax.
Xanax is good.
I've already taken. I always
get
took
ready.
I took another pill now.
Get ready to
I
use
got
it.
I in my purse.
Get ready. Get as Bishop Jakes, the great preacher, says, get ready, get ready, get ready. You're gonna need that Xanax.
Mark, don't pay him any mind.
Oh God!
I'm the nicest, sweetest Democrat you'll ever.
She's
come
nice.
Across.
She may be sweet, but she is the Democratiest. No, she's not. She's not even a Democrat because she's a far left winger.
I am not.
And the Democrats said, please don't take us anymore that way.
We're fair and balanced here, though. So, you know.
Yeah, I can see why. Let me tell you people why they're fair and balanced. What goes on in this radio? Because we're on the chat room and trying to figure out what is going on. And I look up and I see Fox News playing.
That's right.
That's where they're getting their
the
information.
The only place
from.
That we can get, we can't hear what they're saying. All we can do is look at whatever's happening.
He's
up there.
Cute, though.
We can't put CNN up there. Why would we do that and get misinformation while we're trying to do broadcast, huh?
Getting misinformation.
No, we're getting good information because don't forget,
Oh, you got Barbie and Ken up there. You
Fox is number one. We're number one.
And this is what's on our computer screen.
That's right, the Drudge Report.
Oh, Lord have
we her. Must have Matt Drudge. Must have.
Well, you
okay.
cannot mute me today, so
no,
I
but,
am here.
But okay, we're going to get to Hobby Lobby in a minute, okay? Diva wants to talk about Hobby Lobby, but I'm trying to figure out, has anybody figured out who the worst president in the last 70 years is?
George Bush?
No, not George Bush.
Andrew Johnson.
He can't, yeah. George Bush came in second, though.
No, 60. Okay, when I looked at the poll, it says 63% of Republican voters felt President Obama was the worst president.
Mm.
54% of Democrats felt that George Bush was the worst president.
Precisely.
Okay, but these are the same polls who said that the 2008
no,
election...
No, they're not.
Well, similarly said that the 2008 election was going to come down to an all-nighter. We will not know. We may not know who will be president for another week. Same
well,
thing with Romney. Romney was going to win in a landslide. So I'm going to not trust the polls.
Kavina Man, I can't listen to this. Talk to me.
I think... What Diva, your analysis or of the situation might be skewed in this way. This is how you got to look at it. The majority of white people in America are racist. There's one president. Hold up. Wait. Hold up. There's one president that's black. The rest of them are white. How do you expect that poll to come out? Whatever poll you ever ask, you can ask
Listen,
what the ugliest president
man.
You can ask who's the ugliest president. What president is a Martian? What president is it was born, you know, in Kenya? It's going to be the same result. They don't
I
like the black
you.
Dude.
I kind of feel you.
Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, you heard that, right? I just want to make sure that you heard that because this is the type of stuff that happens that makes me absolutely just lose it, okay? It makes me lose it. Why? Because this man just said the majority of white people in America are prejudiced. Then how in the H-E double hockey sticks did the man win twice? There's not enough black people to pass him through. You only make up 15%. Be quiet for a second, please. 15% of the population. How are you going to make that stick? You cannot.
Well, I don't think he's talking about the majority of white people. I think
he said the majority of white people in America.
I think he's talking about the majority of white Republicans.
No, hold on, Peter. I'm not going to walk that back. I'm not walking that back.
I can't take it.
I'm not walking that back.
DMX, take it for me, brother.
Order in the court. Order in the court.
Hold on 1 second.
Go ahead.
I explained to you guys this before. I even showed you the math on the thing. I posted it on your website. So how are you going to doubt my statistics is beyond me. Here's
because
the
it's
facts.
Not real.
Here's the facts. 50%+ of white folks vote Republican. The minority of white people vote Democrat. So I said
that's not true whatsoever.
I showed you the poll. I put it
I
on
get,
your site.
What poll you showed me? You need to get the registrations.
That's all.
Don't you remember the popular vote? Don't you remember the popular vote versus the
electoral college
vote back in when Bush won the second time? Don't you remember that? No, you don't remember that, do you?
I
no,
that,
what
site.
You're saying is not true. It's just not true.
I already gave you the facts. It already said this is the President Obama was the first president without having the majority of the white vote. Now, there's
South
an
Carolina.
Asterisk to that. Wait, there's an asterisk to that. Bush won the presidency without Clinton won the presidency without getting a majority of white vote. But the thing was, it was a three-man race, so he got the minority of all the votes. But
Clinton won with 53% of people voting, period. So what does that mean?
You're not even trying to hear what he
said. I heard what he said. I reject what he said.
Okay,
South Carolina, go ahead.
It's one thing to disagree, but then it's another thing when you disregard what someone is saying altogether. It's like your ears have turned off and you tuned out.
Mark.
Well,
remember I showed
you
that bottom row?
I tell you what, Jeff.
You know,
in a minute, I want you to turn number one way down.
Okay.
Mark, don't let him get you in trouble.
Go ahead, Seth. I'm sorry.
Hey, listen. You know, I'm you know, one of the things that I do know is in the recent poll, a very recent poll, like last week, the people of South Carolina were voted to be the most patriotic in the entire country. Okay? The most patriotic in the entire country. Now, that being said, all right, we love the United States. We love our Constitution. We love what our country stands has stood for. And we'll be celebrating it very, very heartily on tomorrow. All right? The problem is you've got individuals out there that cannot see past their own political ideology to understand that we must stand together or we fall separate. You know, the things that have happened in our past are just that, in our past. If we hang on to our past, that's where our future is. Simple as that.
Go ahead, Mark.
I don't want to hear about white racist voters, because if you look at how many black voters voted for the white guy.
Not that many.
I mean, listen, one thing we share in this country is equal opportunity.
But you can't say that blacks are, it's different, because we've been voting, how many white presidents have we had? And we voted for those presidents along our political lines no matter what. So when Kavina Man is saying that there is a problem with racism dealing with the presidency of President Barack Obama, you have to look at that, because this is the first time we've ever experienced this.
I'm going to grant you racism, but not in the way he was talking about.
Yeah, I don't.
Because you're going to have white folks who voted for him because they believed his policy.
Right.
You're also going to have white people voting for them because they felt it was their duty because he was black, and that's just as racist. Well, I'm not going to vote for him because
he's
black.
So are you saying
black.
That there was some white guilt
yeah.
in the voting?
I'm sure there was white guilt in the voting.
So you're sure, but you don't know factually.
No, but I mean, you can't know people's mind and heart.
You look at somebody like Mitt Romney on the face of a landslide. What?
Hey, Mark. Mark.
Yes.
I mean, you're probably maybe Jeff, but I think Mark is old enough to remember the debate about Kennedy. And rather,
yes.
the United States would vote to elect a Roman Catholic. You
That's
remember
right.
I was
debate?
10 years old. I remember the debate. Yeah.
And Baptists would not vote for a Catholic.
There's people who wouldn't vote for an Irishman.
Right.
Well, I tell you what, a whole lot of Baptists did vote for that Catholic.
Yes, but my question to you is, it goes back to, I lost my train of thought, but I'm going to get it back. Okay, when it comes to when you say there might have been some white guilt voters, how do you know? Have you asked any? Have you come across any?
Because you know what I'm doing? I'm watching the press. And I think the press is giving him the benefit of the doubt, because there's been very little criticism of it. And although a lot of that is these folks are progressive in their own right, they're cutting a break to the first black president. And he doesn't do anybody any favors, including him, by doing it, because that's why he's in the pickle he's in.
So you think that they're cutting him slack because he is black?
To some of them, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Like which
program? It's like this.
The Republicans are afraid of him because he's black. Because the first thing that happens is the Democrats on the left throws up racism. You disagree with your racist.
When you're putting together political tickets, you know, and this is the thing that gets me. I just accept it for what it is, because I've been working politics since I've been 12 years old. So you look at this, and you're putting together your ethnic groups. You're going to put the Polish person, you're going to get a woman, you're going to get a black person, you're going to get an Indian, you're going to get a white person, and you look at these groups and you put together tickets. Now, you can don't like it. You could say it's bigoted. You could say it's racist. You could say it's horrible. You could say it's politically incorrect. But at the end of the day, that's what they do.
And
I'm just not buying this. Black people voted for Obama just because he's black.
Most of them did.
What was the percentage of the vote that Kerry got when he ran in 2004.
It doesn't matter.
Yes,
I mean,
it does matter because he got almost just as much. Almost just as much as the black vote as Obama got. Obama got a little bit more because Obama was able to get out more voters.
Here's the thing that Obama has done.
Hold on, Eric. We're going to bring you in next, and then I got Pianchi, then 267.
Yeah, then I'll be quiet. Here's the thing, though. I think you're going to find for President Obama and under President Obama, you have seen the rise of black conservative Republicans coming into their own in ways up until this election I've never seen in this country.
This is true.
And it is developing a very core group of minority conservative voters.
Well, that's good for them.
And it's good for the country.
No, I don't think so, but that's good.
Oh, absolutely good for the country. But we're getting ready to pay some more bills. I'm sorry, callers. We got to follow this clock because otherwise we won't have anything to go home on. We'll be right back. Mornings with Tracy and Friends.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Michael Savage. I used to like the title Steppenwolf by Hermann Hesse, once a very popular book. It always signified to me all of the different stages of all of our lives. And if you've been around a while and you had many different lives or incarnations, you're very lucky to see the world as it really is, as opposed to through rose-colored glasses, as it isn't.
Weekdays from 3 to 6 on Newstalk 600. We're back with Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com.
Ain't that summer? You remind me of a strip club. Every time you come around, it's like, well, I just gotta get my ass up. And I don't know who the fuck you think you're talking to, but I'm not him, Mike Flynn. So watch what you do, or you gon' find yourself buried next to someone else. And we all thought you loved yourself, but that couldn't have been the issue. Or maybe they just saying that now cause they miss you. Maybe they tried to diss you. That's why you laying on your back, looking at the roof of the church. Preacher telling the truth and it hurts.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
I don't know what to do with this. This is turning out to be a very disastrous day.
Well, at least somebody likes me.
I'm just saying.
I like Diva.
I don't like Diva.
See,
Diva, you got to go. As a matter of fact, once you put your little hat on, get on.
Don't get mad because Mark. Don't get mad because me and Mark is able to have a conversation.
No.
We're simpatico.
Yeah.
And for those of you who know, she's very pretty.
Thank you. Mark, did you ever think that you could sit and have a civilized conversation with me?
No. In fact, when I heard you were coming in, I said, Jeff, she's not really coming here.
Jeff just takes me there on a radio. But I really can sit down and have a one-on-one discussion. Republicans, it's just certain people make it difficult.
She looks at me when she says certain people make it difficult. What's up with that? Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're picking. Wait a minute. Eric, are you in the air? Eric.
Hey, Jeff.
Eric, are you in the air? You got to call back. See, I lost my people
I'm
on
here,
the call.
Jeff. Yeah,
Go ahead. You were trying to say something earlier. Go ahead and say it.
Okay, yeah. Here's my point, man. Now, since we talk about race and politics, let's assume that Harry Reid isn't the one that's really blocking all the legislation they're going through. If Obama's blaming Republicans, why doesn't he reach out to some of the black conservatives like Alan West or Ben Carson and say, hey, what can we do to come to a conclusion? Since they represent Republicans and he wants to say that they're blocking everything, why doesn't he reach out and say, hey, how can we come to a compromise?
I would have to
agree
with you on that.
Assuming Harry Reid isn't the one blocking everything, because that's what's really happening.
I don't have
to agree
with you on that. Because on my way in, and I was just thinking about that, and I was like, you know what? I think it's time to move past the name calling, the finger pointing, and he does need to just compromise a little more. Just give a little more to get something. Because I look at Wall Street and all that money that is getting on Wall Street and it's not trickling down to middle class. So I'm like, Bill Clinton had to make some hard decisions. And he had to make some hard concessions, and it's time for Obama to do the same.
And he's going to be remembered as one of the better.
That's what I'm saying. Ben Carson and those guys like Herman Cain, those guys can help him do that. They can just be a liaison for John Boehner and Mitch McConnell and say, look, guys, let's just stop the foolishness and get something done here.
Eric,
and I know I just lost my liberal card for that, but I can't help but to speak.
No.
Thinking compromise is always good.
And let me tell you why that's nonsense. Let me tell you why that's nonsense, Eric.
Go ahead, Kavina, and then it's going to
okay,
then
gonna
then I'm bringing in Pianchi.
Okay, real quick. The only reason why the two names have any cred in the white racist community is because they hate black people and is able to use them, those token niggas, as a way to get at black people. If they were asked to cut compromise, they would lose all credibility with their white racist supporters. That's all I had to say.
So, Kavina, man, do you think that he do you think that if he reached out to Alan West and said, hey, you know, let me invite you up to the White House and let's have a conversation. Let's really talk about this. Tim Scott, who's a senator, you know, just reached out to them and said, you know what, we brothers. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to agree on everything, but let's just have a talk. And they may not like him, and I can sit here and say that they may not like him, but I doubt if they'll say, no, we're not going to have a conversation with
him. Well, hold on. Let me give you
those guys don't want black people to starve and loot and just be on the street and be homeless. They want black people to have a nice economic base as well
as
the president does.
That's true, but let me give you two examples. Remember what happened to Chris Christie when he reached out to Obama? Remember what happened to Charlie Crist when he reached out to Obama? Now, imagine what happened if a black dude did that. They'll be like the next Al Sharpton, Reverend, whoever.
But the fact is, they would still have the backing of the black conservatives.
They absolutely would, and they'll have the backing of the conservatives before it's over. Go ahead, Bianchi.
How many votes did Obama get in 2008 total votes?
Popular vote, he got 53%, I believe. 52 or 53%.
No, I mean,
I'll look that up. I'll look that up.
Because between the blacks, the Hispanic, and the Asians in 2008, about 29 million voted for Obama in those three ethnic groups. And the rest of them would have been white.
This is what I'm trying to tell Covina, man, when he's talking about most of the white people in America are prejudiced. And most of the black people in America are prejudiced just as much.
Yes.
That means 24 million had to vote for Obama. 24 million what? Well,
the Obama campaign did such a great job, and I mean they did a wonderful job of campaigning, because right here in southern Ohio, I was down in Columbus, Ohio, watching a news broadcast, and they went way out in the sticks somewhere, and they asked this lady that would talk to them. They were literally in front of a shack. Okay, white lady, white man sitting on the porch, and the white lady talking to the people. You know what they say? Well, who are you going to vote for in this election? And she turned to her husband. And then she turned on right on screen on the TV, and they put it on there. We're going to vote for the nigger.
Oh.
Okay. Now, can you get to that period? Can you really get to that?
Well, I mean, I heard opposite. Why would you not? Nancy Pelosi's daughter did a documentary. She asked some of the people, why would you not vote for Obama? And this white truck driver, he was in a very southern state, very white southern personality, attitude, the way he spoke and talked and everything. He said, I just cannot bring myself to vote for a nigger.
And that's, you're going to have that.
Right.
Okay,
there's
so
nothing wrong
not,
with that if that's their feeling.
But that's their feeling. That's what they want to do. Thank God the world is not like them everywhere. But the thing is,
now you know what? Obama had 365 electoral votes to McCain's 173.
Kicked his
now,
butt.
Blacks made a difference in Florida, North Carolina, Virginia, Ohio, Indiana, and Maryland. And the total electoral votes of those states was 96. If you subtract those 96 from Obama 365 and you added them to McCain's 173, the count would have been 269-269. Blacks only made a difference in six states. In all the other states, they could have stayed home.
But those were the key states. You said Florida, Ohio, those are two key states. Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, those are three key states.
And they want this, but here's the problem.
Virginia, he flipped some of Bush states.
But do you understand what happened, though? Do you understand that?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does matter, because this is why it matters. Do you understand that those people were flipped not because they understood what they were voting for?
It doesn't matter.
That matters, because guess what? If you chose something you didn't know what the hell you were choosing, You have to understand. You have to understand. That's a mistake.
This is the frustration that I have with you, that you really think that all black people are just dumb.
Once again, you're not telling
me. Well,
let me
tell you this, Jeff.
Wait a minute, Bianchi. I got to clarify this. You are wrong. I do not think that black people are dumb.
But that's the perception.
Your perception.
No.
This is the perception that you had, that I tell you. Black people have been hoodwinked into thinking that people are their friends that are not.
Just because they decided to vote for a candidate that they believed was better than them, better than McCain, better than Romney, you say they were hoodwinked.
You think that they did not think for themselves of who they were going to vote for. Go back to Mississippi, Diva. Go to Mississippi, sis, and remember what you got. How the Republican, Thad Cochran, fooled black people into voting for him by saying they're going to come take your programs, and then he named early lunch, early breakfast, and food stamps as if.
Oh,
you didn't go there, did you? Yeah, did. As if.
Jeff, check this out.
That's all that these people want, as if that's all these people are interested in.
When you look at the Republicans in Congress, when it comes to cutting spending, those are the first programs they go after.
Now,
and you can sit here and tell me that.
I'm going right for you now. No, I'm
Jeff,
telling you
go to the
like
news.
This. They go straight
go
there,
the
and they cut it all the time. Why? Because the Democrats use it to buy votes.
Okay, but then you can't sit here and say that, oh, he used them by telling them that they're going to cut
these programs.
He told them the truth.
No, let's go there.
If you want to know what they do, you take a look at what they've told the women. As the came out of the Supreme Court decision. It's the biggest bunch of crock I've heard in a long, long time. These people know how they've got their push-button issues that they use. Race is one of them. Cutting welfare benefits is another one of them. And the war on women is another one of them. That the rhetoric that I heard coming from some of these goofballs was so far off base the last 2 weeks, the last couple of days since the decision came down. I mean, I didn't know what... What world do I live in? It's like a fantasy world. I've never seen anything like it.
That's my point. Because
they tell people lies and the people believe it.
And let me give you the numbers
right here. You're
not going
to be able to get your birth control. You're not going to be able to get your contraception. They want you to be barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen.
Okay, Mark,
really?
I don't mean to cut you off. What about the rhetoric
coming from the right when it comes to gun control,
when it comes to religion? You guys sit up here and say they're going to take your guns. There is nothing in the Democratic platform that says they want to ban guns.
It's not the Democrat.
President Obama never said anything.
Yes, he did.
He said gun control. He didn't say he wanted to ban guns, but that's what they used to get out that vote. They used religion to get out the evangelical vote. They used tax cuts and tax breaks to get out the entrepreneurial vote.
Let's just admit
that it's just politics, and that's what they do.
You're not going to – hold on, Sal.
Hey,
you're not going to see – go ahead, Sal.
Hey, Jeff, what I'm looking at is the spin that they use, okay? First, this is an example of what I've been seeing over the years. They talked about first it was illegal aliens. Then it went from illegal immigrants. Yeah, I'm talking about this whole thing on the border, just the spin that they're using. They went from undocumented, and now they're calling these folks that's coming in on the border, they're calling them migrants. They're migrants. A migrant worker is somebody that comes in, works, and takes their butt back home. These are not migrants.
That's not true. By definition, that's what a migrant is. Blacks migrated from the South into the North.
They say blacks was ran out of South. But, Jeff, I wanted you to check that link I put in the chat room where you had this black woman in Memphis, Tennessee, where her kids got died in a house fire. And in the interview, she was concerned whether her purse with food stamps got burnt up.
Exactly.
That's where her kids got burnt up, right?
Right.
That's why I say brainwashed and not all blacks are brainwashed. No, and I understand blacks being in the Democrat Party. I don't want you to change. I want you to take control of your party and make your party do things for you that will help your community.
How about you take control of your party?
I'm in the process. Now, once again,
and another
I'm in the process.
Another
I'm in
thing,
dialogue
Jeff.
with my people.
I still can't see a black agenda.
You're not going to get a black agenda. Neither party is going to have one.
Well, at least they talk to black folks.
Wait a minute. Food, so everybody's trying. But the thing is I can't talk to you if you automatically think that I hate you before I come knock on your door. And
they have peddled hate, and this is what they do. These people are manipulative. They're liars.
Wow.
And I get a little bit tired of it.
And I get tired of it from the conservative side, too.
Let me tell you something. Do you think those people that came across the border came because they, on their own, do you think they, mommy and daddy says, okay, little Johnny, we're going to send you up to the United States. We're going to put you in a truck. You're going to cross three countries and sneak across the border into the United States. Do you think 90,000 children that happened that way? Let me tell you, this guy's moving population by race.
On purpose. Be right back.
Your party says the campaign managed to collect about 100,000.
Yep, because they're going straight to the red states.
We hear you, John. You know, they need to send them kids back where they came from. That's what they should.
But what's
going to happen with black voters is that they have a problem with the social conditions in the black community are so bad right now that they're going to look at the Hispanic and Asian vote as the vote that's going to be the swing vote for any national elections going forward,
right.
Because African Americans have problems that are so deep now
at a national level, Harlan,
that they're not going to be considered to be the group to go to try to garner the vote from.
And Covina, man, I want to know, you say that all white folks are racist. Hey, you had more whites voting for Obama as a group than blacks, Hispanics, and Asians put together.
Yeah, and most of the whites that voted for Obama, they tended to be the ones who were the liberals, the ones who were the independent voters, the Democratic voters. Those are the ones who voted for Obama. It was only the hardcore conservative whites who were Republicans living in the South or living out West who didn't want to vote for Obama.
I didn't vote for him in 2012.
I voted for him
because he was black in 2008.
Let me, Pianchi, maybe you didn't hear me when I said it, but I said...
You said that the majority of white people in this country are racist.
Right, that's not all, right? That's a word difference, right? All and most.
And that's not true.
I don't think they're all racist. I think you have a division among white people now. You have ones that are very conservative that may see race, and then you have ones that have more of a libertarian point of view. They don't want the government to be overreaching, and they have more of a moderate view on different types of social issues.
Okay,
so you basically have
two
populations of white people
in
the country.
Hang on, John. Let him talk. Go ahead, Covina.
Yeah, I would just say there's a difference between if I said all this or most. I said most. Now, you might disagree. We all have opinions. That's my opinion. But I think most white people in America, the most, is racist.
I wouldn't say most are racist. I say that you have white people who basically have two different philosophies of government. You have ones that have more of a libertarian philosophy and they're more moderate, and then you have ones that are more conservative who tend to vote for people who are Republican or people who are in the Tea Party.
Right, okay, right there. Okay, right there. Let me just answer this real quick, 15 seconds. It doesn't matter if they're conservative, libertarian, or whatever. There's white people. The most of the white people are racist. I don't care what party or philosophy they have. They're racist. That's it.
But also most people in general are racist. Most people vote for their own cultural group.
Davina, man.
That's like saying the majority of black people can dance. That's a lie, man.
When they vote, they're not voting for the guy that's going to do something for them because they ain't asking for nothing. They voting for the guy that's going to make their life easy. No, less taxes,
left government intrusion. Period.
Yeah, that's your opinion. My opinion is that most of them are racist.
No, that's what's real.
Well, check this out. Most people in general are racist. Most people look at their own race and they vote. Most people do that.
That's not
like
that's
in terms
not,
of.
That's not the case.
Let's look at this case here. In 2008, they're coming back to the show.
Mr. Kim Waters coming here to Youngstown, Ohio for the Youngstown Jazz Fest. And the week before the start of Jazz in the Park, Youngstown. Kim Waters coming to the Summer Festival of the Arts celebration weekend. We're going to have all types of things going on July 12th and 13th. Oh, sorry.
You're going to be in Columbus.
Yeah.
For what?
Summer Festival of the Arts.
When is it?
Next weekend.
Next weekend.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I'll be back in Columbus.
Okay. And for 13 years now, obviously, I have been the closer of the Youngstown Summer Festival of the Arts. And I appreciate Ms. Lori Factor and all of that. But we were voted in by the vendors. Vendors say, you ought to have them back on the door because they keep the crowd here. We like them. And so we've got our vendors. Anyway, we love you. We're coming
the following week, you're going to be at my club.
Then I'm going to be at the, what is that?
Well, Tippecanoe White Party.
For the white party. And that doesn't mean white people, Casino Man. That's not, that doesn't mean white people party. It's just the white party, okay, Doc? You know what? 267, you're in here. Air here on WSOM 600 AM live on your radio, on your iHeartRadio, and at Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends. Talk to me.
Yeah, I just would say that African Americans have such deep problems in terms of social problems and different types of economic problems that they're not going to be a viable group that's going to be a swing vote in the national types of elections going forward. They're going to look to the Latino vote and to the Asian vote in the future. If you're talking about big parties in terms of national parties, what groups are they going to look to?
Now you're talking, brother.
Of the national elections.
You're right,
Philly. Because African Americans have problems that are outside of voting that are so deep now you're basically not going to have the Democrats or the conservatives to even look to them.
No.
And Jeff?
At all.
Go ahead, Covina.
Yeah, let me just throw this in because I've been stuck on this one thought, and you guys brought up so many other issues. I just wanted to, I wanted to get on that immigration. But let me finish this thought because Bianchi had brought up, and I said I'll look at the results. I'm looking at the results from November 5th, 2008, and the breakdown, white people have 43% for Obama, 55% for McCain, black people 95%, of course, Hispanic 65% for Obama, 31% for McCain, Asians 62% for Obama, 35% for McCain.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, he
okay.
Killed it on the minority vote.
Well, don't forget, though, the Hispanics are no longer going to be a minority in seven, 8 years.
Yeah, that's why white supremacists don't want them here.
Well, it's not about white supremacists. Yeah, okay. I'm not a white supremacist.
You just just carrying the water.
Well, here we go. See, you say stupid stuff,
get
mad if I call you stupid.
Listen, go ahead and I'll just call you
that
stupid.
That is not what. Listen, you have been replaced, okay? Understand that. By them flooding this country with these people from the border, they are replacing you.
And it's the same argument the white supremacists have been saying about
Diva, I'm not a white supremacist.
I'm not
and
saying
I, and I'm
you
opposed
are.
To them coming across the border like that. There's legal ways to get here. Anybody who can come here legally is welcome. These people over here have broken down our door. They bashed in.
They're going to cause us lots of problems down the road, and it's done by a president who brought them here deliberately. There's no way in hell that happened by accident.
So if they can get legal status,
or a
green card.
Eric, hold on.
So if they can get legal status or a green card, say, within 6 months, and it didn't cost as much,
no.
Would you be okay with
no.
that?
No.
What I'm opposed to... Now, let me finish here. No, I want to talk now, because I've been listening to this garbage on the TV with this for a couple of weeks now. Here's the deal. We have rule of law in this country. Those laws are on the books for a reason. Those laws are on the books because our Congress passed them. And those are the laws that need to be enforced. I don't need a president sitting over there in Washington looking at the laws that were passed by the people and saying, this is what I'm going to enforce, this is what I'm not going to enforce, and I'm going to disregard what you said. It's your democracy, and sooner or later it's going to bite you on the butt if we let this guy get away from it. There is a legal process to bring people into this country. And this president not only has turned us back the other way, but you know how I know why I feel the way I feel, because he got on TV two or three nights ago and he said, well, we're going to get these people and we're going to send them back. This guy's a liar. He couldn't tell the truth, and he says what you want to hear. No way 90,000 people came from Guatemala and Honduras to the United States without the United States helping them do it.
Okay, so if the people Eric,
you're coming up next.
If the people, not the Congress, but if the people, majority of the people say, we want to change the laws to make it easier for the immigration process, if it was so that they could become legal or get a green card within 6 months and it didn't cost an arm and a leg and two eyes to do it, would you be okay with the change in the legal process?
If the Congress passes it.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you what, they're not going to pass it because they will not secure the border. In order for anything to work, the border has to be secure.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yes,
though.
It does make sense. This is why it makes sense because, wait a minute. Eric, go ahead.
Do you know that they're when the workers check into these facilities, they have to turn in their cell phones. There's no cameras allowed inside these facilities now.
Right.
Congress aren't allowed either. What's going on inside these facilities?
Well, what I'm trying to tell you is what they're doing is they're fast tracking these people into citizenship because they need more voters. That's plain and simple what they're doing. This is not a constitutional crisis. This is not something going on in Central America so bad that these kids had to come. They went down in Central America and they announced it on billboards and on commercials that if you get here to the United States, we're not going to send you away. We're going to do this because you know what? They know that they have to replace their low cost voting block that they have now.
Okay, Mark, do you feel that that's
and
what
you
it's
know
about?
Another
it's
thing
about
too, Jeff.
The voting block?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So you guys have a problem with the Democrats in basically cheating.
I have a problem with the president.
That means
of the United
that the voters
States
are
violating
dumb.
The law.
Hold on, Bianca.
Because when it comes to law is one thing, and when it comes to saying building up their voting base, those are two separate things. So is it circumventing the law, or is it building up their voting base?
You gotta have the law. And the law's got to be passed by Congress. And the people elect the Congress. And so the people elect the Congress, and the president told the Congress to stick it.
So if the people say, we want change because, I will have to look at the poll, but I believe the majority of Americans want something done on immigration reform. The laws need to be changed. They are archaic.
And
so
let
even
the Congress do it, Diva.
Okay, but that's they won't. Why won't they?
Because the people are saying, the pollsters and how they actually feel, are probably two different things. The people elect the Congress, and if they don't like what their congressman is doing and they want a particular kind of law to be passed, you go change your congressman. But they don't. They don't.
And the laws on immigration is not archaic.
Can I say thank you?
And I don't live in Nevada. I don't live in Nevada, so I can't vote here and read out of all office.
May I speak?
Look at what who's talking? Unless the caller?
Can I speak?
No. Female. Tracy's not here. who is this? Female caller.
Mace.
It's somebody on South Carolina.
Mays. Mays, how you doing?
I'm fine. I have a question when it comes to immigration. You do have a law in the book. Is that the Hispanics come through here, they got 48 hours. That's the law if the Congress would put it. They're the only ones with this law. If they would do it for the other immigrants, they wouldn't have no problem. So what's wrong with the Congress?
Well, the Congress has said one thing. Secure the borders, and then we'll give you the reforms that you want. But if you don't if you don't secure those borders, we're not giving you anything.
Now, we already have the law on the book.
How do you want the border secured?
Well, your president's not enforcing
it. No. I'm asking you, what would you like to see done so that the borders are secured?
You beef up your border patrol. You put up some fences. You put up some. You beef up.
It has it to do for us, man.
Okay.
You can't tell us that.
I seriously would like to know what you want done.
Hold on, please.
I tell you what I would like to see done. I would like to see first all illegals sent back where they came from, and they have to enter the way they came, the way they're supposed to come. If the United States can get on Jordan for not securing its borders, if the United States can get on Saudi Arabia is not securing its borders against Syria. If you can demand these other countries to do this, then why come American citizens can't have that obligation too? They deserve the protection.
So we need to kick out the illegal Asians, the illegal,
if you're illegal, you
gotta
go.
Whoever. The illegal Russians.
I'm not a racist, Diva. I don't discriminate. Yes, all of them. Let me get in on this real quick. I think I said before, man. All right, the people in California, we've been fighting this issue. You've seen on the news how the people of California showed up to stop those buses. People have been doing this in California since 2000 and before. I remember joining protests for this when I was in college. Now, the thing is, nobody's ever enforced a border. Bush was talking about in 2000, 2001, 11 million illegal aliens, let's give them amnesty. And that's been 13 years. Now, you think there's only 11 million right now, or you think there might be probably twice that? But now, the thing is, they never enforced the border. There is no Republican politician that you can point to that says, this is what we're going to do. We're going to come up with this law. I would love to see somebody come up.
I would love to say it in stronger language about what I don't give about whether it's a Republican, Democrat, or the man in the frickin' moon. It's wrong, and they got to stop this. You see, wait a minute. You got these kids coming over here with chicken pox, with all kind of other things, swine flu, and you have nothing to set up against it, and you're flooding this market on purpose. You're doing it on purpose because
somebody do something, please.
I can't talk to you, Kavina.
You know, when I used to be on international flights.
Wait a minute, Bianca. You're giving me that little backward behind brainwashed thought, and I'm not doing it today. Okay? I'm not doing it.
When I used to be on international flights coming back into the United States, the stewardesses
would
walk down the aisle, and they would, the stewardesses on international flights coming back into the U.S., the stewardesses would walk down both aisles on either side of the plane and release the contents of aerosol cans, which was basically sort of sanitizing the people so they would kill off any germs and so forth coming back into this country. But you got these kids coming back described as just gay. They got diseases and everything else. This stuff has to stop.
Okay, here's my only problem with that.
Hold on to the break, sweetie. I'll get you back in.
There's already been a report about it.
Absolutely. Well, hold on, y'all. Go ahead, Diva. You get the last word until we go to break.
My only problem is that I'm with you with kicking out all the illegals, but why just the focus on the ones who are coming across our southern border?
Because the border is porous, and guess who's coming across with it? Sleeper cells are coming across with it, and they know it. They've already reported. The Homeland Security and the CIA have said these people from the Middle East are in the United States. They're coming.
Yes.
They're here.
They came
in through your southern border.
Okay.
Jeff, all they got to do is shave their beard, learn a little Spanish, and they're in.
Can I speak now, Jeff?
But the Hispanic people, and I get that we need to close the border. Okay, I get that. But the Hispanic people... were not part of 9/11. They're
doesn't
not
matter.
Part of that. So you're punishing
Al Qaeda can be Hispanic.
Just enforce the law.
We'll be right back. Morning, Tracy.
Hey, well, Al Qaeda don't have to be Arabic. Al Qaeda can be. Al Qaeda can be Hispanic.
I know Al Qaeda. Get out of here with that, don't y'all sick.
How
of
you
that
doing,
track.
Mace?
You know Al Qaeda. Ain't nobody coming to get you. And Jeff, I mean, Pianca, when you said the lady on welfare talking about her food stamps, so when the storm comes through, you got those people with those guns that want to point them at the government and stuff. That's the first
no,
thing.
No, I'm talking about the lady that was
through.
In the house fire. At the end
so,
of the interview, she was concerned about her food stamps more
you
so than the kids.
Would you have been worried about your wallet?
If no, I wouldn't have been worried about
my
children.
None of my kids were dead inside.
If she had her kids with us, what was she going to worry about them for? See, that's
pardon
what I'm
me?
Y'all
wow.
always come up with this idiotic
the kids
stuff.
Got burnt up in the fire, Maze.
Nothing.
Look at the video.
Her children burned to death, Maze. Her children burned to death in the house fire.
As I said, with the border, Canadian border is open.
Oh, my God.
Border. And they're the only two with
you
the
don't
law.
Jump from you don't jump from kids being burnt up. You jump from wallet. Now you back on the border.
No, I'm telling you. I'm saying what you said. It's just like the white guy that said he used food stamps and he don't work nowhere and didn't want to work nowhere. Why don't you use that as an example? You know, as I say, white people
because
can't get
we was talking
legs.
About the kids that got burnt up in the house.
No, you were talking about the food stamp. That's what you were talking about. What's wrong
that was
is
part
that?
Of the interview
who,
that the lady
the
gave. She was concerned about her purse and the food stamp being burnt up.
It had nothing to do with
okay,
the conversation.
Who was the
just
white
trying
guy?
To be smart. Tionga, I was
like,
who
was the white guy? Who was the white guy on food stamps, May?
The one,
yeah.
the one that was on
what's
Fox, the one that was on Fox, that was on, that was with the surfboard. He said he didn't work nowhere and he gets his stamps and
oh,
he's on
the
surfboard. And
doing about the
yeah.
He was on Fox.
So did his kids get
right.
burnt up? Or his kids died in the ocean.
What does that have to do with anything? Maybe she didn't care about her kids. Is what I'm saying. What does that have to do with you giving Jeff an article about that for? Why don't you give him an article about the women that were sterilized and gonna get? They're only gonna give them $10 million.
That because that's the article I
back
chose to give him. Like I gave
why
him the statistics
him
on the six states that
a,
blacks made a difference
a
in 2008.
I think it's a shame and a disgrace. Do you?
Well, then, Maze, you got a dial and you got different channels and
they won't
BTR
let me talk
programs
like
you
talk.
Can go to.
I call every program I want to. So you come up with stuff that
you don't
no
have
sense.
To come around here.
Talk about things.
Go ahead with
to.
Your
you
cinnamon
not,
stockings
not,
wearing self and go someplace
you don't
else.
You
don't
know nothing, Pianki.
Hey, Pianki, where is
not
that,
your
Pianki?
Station. Yeah, because they like you. I don't care about them liking me.
Maybe,
if I long, I got a different one than you do, and I think I have the right to give it. Y'all wasting my people right.
You gonna make it bad for all? You gonna make it bad for all blacks on this station pretty soon?
No, I'm not. You make it bad for black people. But when you come out with the stupid stuff that's on your mind,
you gonna make it where they don't want no blacks on your station.
One minute you want to be by yourself, and the next minute you want to be with somebody. As I say,
your
race is not
your
choice. The reason why those people are coming over here,
we let you talk and you just running.
Since you were talking about the borders and all the people coming in 1976,
nobody's talking about this is 2014. Where you get on 1976 for?
Did you hear? You hear what I'm saying, Pianki? In 1976, Spanish stopped being white and it made their race shorter. So none of our race.
All right,
Mae,
that's enough.
Over.
I won't hear no more from
no,
you. Go ahead on Alabama.
You ain't ruling nothing. So it's what I'm saying. Something come out of your mouth sometimes.
Where's your husband? Last time I talked to your husband, he acted as if he didn't understand how cell phones work. Let that man out of that room.
The same place your wife is.
The man don't even understand cell phones. How long have you had him locked in the room?
As a Reagan Republican, you come up with some stuff to make no sense because it didn't make any. It just came out of the blue sky.
You put your husband on the phone, please.
Put your husband
on
the phone so we can explain
to
him how cell phones work.
That's how it goes. Trying to change the subject now.
Put your husband on. Well, you went to 1976 wallets. And some guy
you,
on a damn surfboard.
I told you, just like you come up to me on a woman on some food stamp and jump.
Put your husband
you
on the phone so we can explain
him
to him how cell phones work.
Send him that article, Pianki, about the women that suing.
How am I
going to
send him
the
article
and
he don't even know how to work a
you
computer?
Wanna,
the man's been locked
be
in the room
jumped.
Forever.
What do you say?
Where you going?
Make some sense. My husband had nothing to do with this. Get back to the subject.
Put your husband on the phone.
Put your wife on the phone and they can talk together. But that's not what I was discussing. Well, Pianki, what do you think about that since you already got an opinion on something?
About what, babe?
All those
the
women
wallet,
that were sterilized, and they only going to get $1 million,
the
and then they got a certain time to get it.
No, I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true.
Well, it's not true to you. They live in Carolina.
Give me a link where I can follow it. I don't think that the
I
State Department has...
I just told you, women that was sterilized back in the 60s, and they're only going to get $1 million, and they got a certain time to sign up.
No, I thought you were saying about
this
Hispanics got 48 hours. What's that 48 hours
they
stuff?
They do. It is 48 hours.
I don't believe that's true.
Canadians
show me a link to it.
Look it up for immigrants that's crossing the border. With your sorry Congress
show me,
up there, both
show me a link to it.
Nothing that made no sense. You, I just told you.
Hey,
you look it
hey,
up.
Hey,
she's talking about.
Hey, Bianca, you know what's kind of interesting about this whole thing is that Mexico is complicit in this whole ordeal because Mexico is issuing these folks visas to travel through Mexico to get here.
But they told you Mexico was a bad place, so how can the people be getting through like that in Mexico so
well,
bad?
Well, I thought they was getting away from that. I thought they was running away from crime the way they made it sound.
That's what your people are telling
you. If a Central American country, an immigrant from a Central American country, goes through Mexico illegally, the first time they're sent back, the second time they go to jail for 5 years.
They have 48 hours if they cross the border illegally. They got 48 hours to get back and be sent back home. Only people that
you know
is Canadians
this,
and Mexicans.
You know, this woman is nuts.
And he can also go look up the lost voice. He can also look up the lost voice that came over here in an airplane. Then he has to cross no border.
What the hell?
Airlines won't let you get on their plane and go to another country without a visa.
When it comes to an election, since y'all were talking, Caucasian people can't get elected without black people, and black people can't get elected without them.
What are you? Now she's going to the election. My goodness.
I'm just covering all the topics that you
what
want.
What airline will let you get on a plane, get
voice,
on their plane, and fly to
voice,
another country without
you
a visa?
You to look it up.
No, you made the statement. What
look
airline will let you get on
plane,
their plane and fly to another country without a visa, the internet country?
I think it was 2,000 of them. George Bush flew.
They will not let
country.
You do that.
Okay,
because
Gio.
They will be responsible
you know,
for
uh-huh.
bringing your butt
anything
back.
Anything that makes some sense, you don't want to have no conversation about it, but you want to talk about welfare.
Well, that don't make no sense.
Somebody on with food stamps. You got more Caucasian got food, getting food stamps than black people. So what do they got to do?
There's more Caucasian in the United States. That's duh.
No, they racist short. They're not even producing. Look at the
oh,
percentage-wise, African Americans are way overrepresented.
Well, they're so poor. Everything and then what makes me think
Maze,
you ought
to be shaming yourself.
Of the thing somebody tells
you
them.
Really do.
Instead of looking up, you know
Tracy
you make
was here. You know you'd be in
stuff
trouble.
Stuff right? Don't make no sense.
You know you'd be
in
trouble.
I wouldn't have freedom
anyway.
Of speech.
Anyway.
I would not have freedom of speech. So I'm listening now.
My Xanax isn't working.
Thank you, Jeff.
Oh
I talk to Republicans every day.
I dropped 2 tabs of Valium, 10 milligram.
Must have been that pot.
Don't know. I think it's Diva.
I'm the one who needs reinforcement.
No, reinforcement. You shut us down. You filibustering us right now.
These two feel
I don't tell
this is
that.
Why we cut you off on the phone.
Somebody needs to call the paramedics.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
These two are going to have a cornea.
Spizzorectum is what it's called.
A one-sided story, isn't it?
Except. Kim Waters coming live to Youngstown, Ohio, to the Youngstown Jazz Fest on the 12th of July. Brought to you by the Covelli Center and the Mahoning Valley Visitors Bureau, Visitors and Convention Bureau, and Youngstown City, and they try to provide this venue every year, and I'm hoping that we'll have more to do with it. A local band is going to open up for this, and you want to be there. Because these are my boys, and these guys are going to be rough. I played with many of them for the past 15 years, and you can't go wrong with them. You cannot go wrong. So with that and Kim Waters coming out like this, it's going to be a dangerous night. I hope the moon ain't full, because there'll be a whole lot of kids being born in 9 months. I'm trying to tell you. Kim Waters. See, it's exciting for us because we don't get artists like this that often, but I'm going to change that in this next year. Anyway, we're talking about a lot of different things up here. Our chat room and phone banks are full. And
we're talking about immigration and what's going on. Yes, we need immigration reform so that we have a clear-cut idea of what's going on with immigration. However, we do have things on the book right now, books right now, that they aren't enforcing, and they're not enforcing them on purpose because, one, this is a political tool for the Democrats, and they're loving it. They want to make the Republicans give them reform so that by 2016, no matter who they run, they can't lose because they're going to give away as much stuff as they can so that they can stay in power. They're allowing these people to come into this country as refugees of what? Neighborhood violence? Guess what? The inner cities have neighborhood violence. Where are the people of the inner cities going to take their kids to get out from under that?
The suburbs. Huh?
They can't get in the suburbs. So what are you talking
They're
about?
They're going to the rural areas.
Yeah, but you could afford to move to the suburbs.
No, I couldn't.
Oh, boy. Here we go. May, you said you wanted to say something, and go ahead, sis.
Oh, me? I said they'll be going to the rural areas, I guess. They'll be going.
No.
They haven't probably.
Say that again?
They'll be going to the rural areas.
No, they can't go. No, they're not. They can't get there, and they can't afford to live there when they get there because there's no support system.
And,
as in what support system?
There's not a support system for you to move out of the inner city into higher cost.
That's what Section 8 is for.
Oh,
that's not what I said, Jeff.
What you said,
the rural areas. Not the suburbs. That's the rural area, yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's hard to move to the rural areas because there's no way to get them around.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's no
bus. They just get one car and everybody ride in it.
If they get one.
Right.
Hey, Jeff.
There's no buses.
Hey, I spent days like that now. Come on, leave me alone.
There's no buses and getting a cab out there is difficult, so no.
Who said, hey, Jeff?
That was me, Jeff. That's Larry.
Go ahead, Larry. What's up, my friend?
Yeah, well, I agree with what they were saying. It is a manufactured crisis, and the reason – yeah, 2016 is a long-term goal, but the reason, Jeff, and it's ironic because I remember I hear Devo on here talking about, oh, we should bring these kids and we should have reform and bring these kids here because it's rough on them down there. Well,
no, you didn't hear me say that.
Well, you're for the immigration reform, correct? Instead of enforcing the current laws, did I hear that right?
But that doesn't mean I'm okay with illegals being here.
Well, here's the thing, though, Diva, and it's a manufacturer because he is, again, taking a page out of the Rules for Radical and Power Pattern
right.
strategy. As far as we had to cut welfare payments a while back, and it was really – we didn't cut anything. We just restored them to the levels they were pre the crisis of 2008, and everybody was all up in arms. And the reason we had to do it is because we didn't have the money. But then we're going to invite – we're inviting these people. You got to go back to the history, Jeff, of immigration. People came here for an opportunity. They didn't come here – they didn't come here to get free handouts. People were coming here from Europe for an opportunity. They didn't
that's
have
right.
Welfare and free handouts out here. But that's what we're out there advertising. Jeff, the Department of Agriculture, who oversees – SNAPs and the welfare, some of the welfare programs that they have in place, they were advertising down in South America on how to apply once you got to the United States for welfare. But on the flip side, we can't afford all the and welfare is not an entitlement. You've never paid into it. You know, entitlement is something that you've paid into, like Social Security or, you know, Medicare.
Correct.
So we're manufacturing money that we don't have, and then
that's
inviting more
true.
People into it.
That's
we
not
don't
true.
Have
it's
the
not
money,
that we
either.
Don't. We do have the money because the Treasury is taking in record amount of money. The fact of the matter is,
they're spending record
amount.
Okay.
Now, okay, but the fact of the matter is, we have a bloated defense budget. There are cuts we can make in other areas to make things happen
Diva,
to where we can take care of our
them.
Citizens.
Obama cut it
30%. What are
okay,
you talking about?
So don't sit here and say we don't have the money.
You don't have the money.
Have
you're
don't.
$17.5 trillion in
we
debt.
Have the money.
You're $17.5 trillion in debt, and you can't pay that.
That's just like Hillary Clinton saying they had no money when they left the White House.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't because they don't. They didn't even have a debt ratio. She's just lying. She's a liar, just like the whole, far
the
left
thing,
is.
When I say that they don't have it, you're right. We had record revenues. We had record revenues in the Treasury, but we still were $1.6 trillion in deficit. So we're cutting here, but we keep spending over here. And when I say we ain't got no money, our dollar is not backed by anything. The Fed just prints more of it, and they dump it into the system. And
Larry,
eventually,
I have a question.
That's what you
let it finish.
I just want to have a question for you after you finish.
Okay. Then that's what you have, Diva. You have inflation, and you're inviting more people onto the system. You know, people get in here in Ohio, some people got upset at Kasich on the right, far right side of our party for expanding Medicaid, right? Am I right, Jeff? Some people very upset with John Kasich for doing that. But what John Kasich's done in Ohio and says, I'll take that money, but then I'm going to make it so that people in the state of Ohio have less dependence on Medicaid, and that's what you're seeing here in Ohio. They have record revenues, right, but they cut taxes. They didn't increase taxes on anything. They cut spending, and that gives businesses, because that's where the money from the government comes from, Diva. It comes from businesses. Government doesn't create anything. They
not a doggone thing.
Okay, I'm confused because you said that when he expanded Medicaid, it made – people less dependent on Medicaid. How
No. He was going to, Diva. He was going to. By making Ohio work is what he calls it, and bringing jobs in here, because Medicaid, if you got a job, you don't need on Medicaid. Medicaid is for the poor. Medicare is for
yes,
the
you do.
Did you hear what you just said? If you have a job. Now, we understand the working poor, all of that. This is, we're not semantical picking here. We're looking at macro. And so what he's saying is true.
A lot of these jobs, Jeff, are way beyond a working or working poor wage. GE just dumped a $1.2 billion into a plant down there. I don't know anybody that works at GE that is on Medicaid. There's not a one of them. Not even the janitor at GE is on Medicaid. So that's what John's doing is saying, okay, yeah, I'll take this money and we'll expand it, but I want to make the need less. There's always going to be need for somebody to be on Medicaid.
But that's not what he said, though. That's not the reason why he went behind the electorate's back. That's not why he went by this behind the assembly's back.
Listen.
You're talking about somebody that talks to this guy face-to-face.
Well, when he
said,
you're
saying
okay.
Stuff, don't say stuff. No, that's not really
okay, but then he lied then because he got
lie.
On TV and he said the reason why he expanded Medicaid was because there were some people out here, especially dealing with mental illness, especially someone in his family, is the reason why people need it.
724, you're in there.
If he said something different to you in person, then he lied to us.
724, he didn't lie to you. There's all kinds of reasons why
he
had to expand it.
There was all kinds of reasons. Yeah, he's not lying to
you. It's not, no, just because one, there's a myriad of reasons why you need to expand that, and he did it. And he told you and the people, this is one reason why I'm doing it. 724, you're in there.
724 is me, Jeff.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
But I'll expand on that. But yeah, there's another thing that John said in front of a group of people like myself that are trustee members of their various boards of trustees. One of the things, and you said it, Diva, there's a great need. If you go into our prison system, 80% of our people that are in the prison system have some kind of mental illness. So that's why John, in this most recent two-year biannual budget, increased funding for mental illness. Because on the bottom line, Diva, he was seeing, hey, we're spending X amount to house prisoners, but 80% of them are some have some kind of mental issue. So let's fix the mental side of it, and
exactly.
Maybe I won't have to spend. And that's what he's doing, Diva.
But that, I'm not disagreeing.
That's
what I'm trying to say. That's how he put it out there, and that's why he went behind the General Assembly's back was to expand Medicaid.
He just did. He did what he.
No,
he
told him to their face what he was going to do, and he did it.
He did it.
Not so blind.
So
you're in
not
there.
Not going behind somebody's back.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Larry.
He went around them.
Here's we're playing semantics here. Expand a program doesn't mean fund it bigger. It means include more people. And I'm not even from your state, and I understand exactly what your governor or your did there. He just made Medicaid. He's about getting jobs. If you got everybody on Medicaid who could have a job off of Medicaid, that leaves more money for the mental illness issues and everything else. You can expand who you can include. That's all he was saying, Stephen. Why you're all hung up on not understanding English?
I'm not upset.
It's beyond me. Are you an illegal alien?
I am not upset.
Sometimes you're so thick on understanding English, it's
hold
like,
on.
I'm going to make you illegal.
I am not upset that Don Kasich expanded Medicaid.
And this nonsense about taking inner-city people and moving them to a rural area, you're going to seal their fate into poverty. There's no hospitals. There's no support services. There's no jobs in rural areas. So you're going to just totally screw the inner-city poor by moving them out to rural areas.
Absolutely.
Hold on. I am not upset that Don Kasich expanded Medicaid. I applaud him. That's why
don't call the man
I am
a liar.
Not, I don't even think that, no, I said if he said something different to someone else in a private conversation.
No, he didn't,
it wasn't a private conversation. You
words.
Sit here and told me
I'm not going to let you finish. Not going to let you finish because you did it.
You've been talking
for
almost a half an hour that I've been
That's not what
hey,
I
Jeff,
said. Understand?
This is
the
Diva show. Did I call into the wrong number?
Yes, you did because she just took over the controls.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Let me run it to you this way: in the state of South Carolina, okay, we just turned down the expansion.
Hey, South, you got to hold on. I'm sorry. We got to go to break here. 330-398. You'll come up after the break as well. And South Carolina, you finish that, and we got everybody else in here. I'm getting ready to go get a rope and tie Diva up so she can't say nothing. And
I'm about to make a bomb.
Yeah, we got some duct tape, too. See you right back.
Do you find yourself constantly tired, or do you feel like you're immune?
I'll donate a sock to Gagger.
Hey, not so blind. What's going on?
Hey. How you doing, Bianchi? I'm doing great. How about you, sir?
I don't know, man. It's all kind of crazy stuff going on nowadays.
Oh, tell me about it. Like I say, I just been listening to this foolishness, and it's like, guys, there's nothing wrong with this country. That 20 million decent jobs would cure almost overnight.
But I'm happy to see those people turn those buses back.
What happened?
Yeah, I thought
what
that was cool
in,
that in, what was it, San Diego? The citizens got around and wouldn't let people off the bus and said, not in our city. You're not going to give us your problem.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, what happened here in South Carolina was all of that stimulus money came into the state, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they expanded Medicaid, and they increased the amount of money for food stamps, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's stimulus money. So
mm-hmm.
2 years after that, guess what happened? That
mm-hmm.
money ran out, okay? So they played it stating that, okay, Governor Haley is cutting Medicaid. Governor Haley is cutting food stamps, which was a ball face. That was a lie,
right.
Big lie, because she didn't increase them, and she couldn't take away from them. That was stimulus money. The stimulus money ran out, and she told them that the state couldn't afford it, which we could not,
right.
And we were not going to expand the Medicaid until the program got cut.
Right.
People in South Carolina couldn't afford it.
Right. Yeah, and if
that's
and
the federal
if the only way the left, the only way the left can gin up their support is with half truths to get people to vote by telling them they're about to be victimized. If you went into the inner city, and I sat down with 100 of the inner city poor and said, "Look, how do you feel on immigration?" And I just heard them all out, and then I said, "Well, okay, do you understand?" For us to take a million more illegal aliens into this country means your welfare is going to be cut by 20%. Now how do you feel about illegal immigration? They would finally vote in their own best interest instead of hearing all these lies about, we need to take care of our own poor first.
Well, that's true. If you look at some of your hospitality jobs in certain cities like Chicago and some of your service jobs in Chicago, a lot of illegal. I don't know how you know they're illegal. You can't walk up to them and ask them to show some documentation because they say they can't speak English. They have taken the job that poor blacks had.
Yeah. Well, the way you don't. If you're running a hospitality industry and you're in a major inner city like Chicago or New York City, you simply tell people, we don't hire people who can't speak English. That's how you handle that. And because our guest clientele speaks English, and you need to be able to communicate with our guests. And it's every valid is a requirement is not using drugs, not having a criminal record, having legal status, et cetera, et cetera. You can simply say all our employees need to speak English.
Oh,
you don't go to work for GoDaddy if you can't.
Just to give you an example, yesterday when I got home, okay, right before I was talking to you, Mike, but there was a young man at my house, okay?
Yeah.
My wife's a school teacher, and this guy was selling a set of school books, and I got a chance to talk to him. The kid's from Estonia. He came over here to get a summer job in the United States to sell books. He's been traveling around the country. He's making money, all right? He's seen in the United States. At the end of September, he goes back home and starts college again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, daggone. This kid is going to make almost $30,000 in a matter of 4 or 5 months.
That's right.
Here in the United States. Why can't some American kid get those jobs?
Yeah,
that's right.
I agree with you, South Carolina. He isn't doing anything any of our kids couldn't do except most of them don't know what a book is. Once we get over that hurdle, then maybe and most of them don't know what work is, and most of them don't know what inconvenience is, and the thought of living out of a suitcase, going to a strange place, talking to strangers with their own language is, like, so foreign to our kids because our kids don't even speak English to us. So, yeah.
But what you have, you've got organizations.
Lazy kids.
You got organizations that would take that would research and pull these opportunities out of a pool and put them in a pool. Then they would go around the world, especially in this case, and try to entice these foreigners to come in and say, hey, we got something for you to do, rather than bringing Americans to the table and presenting that to them.
Right. A very good friend of mine, I won't mention his name, he's one of the NFL greats. He wears Super Bowl rings. Okay, you guys would know his name. He goes to inner city, and he tries to talk to these kids. And he doesn't go in with Mr. T bling on and all that other stuff, even though he's a black man. Okay, he's telling them that's not what's real. He and this gentleman, though he
Diva has not stopped talking
years.
Since we went on break, and she has done her thing, and that's who she is, and we can't do nothing about that. I got your mic off. You can't talk. But I know. Wait a minute. Local caller, you're in the air.
Yeah, this is Steve.
Hello?
Hello?
Local call.
This is Steve.
What about you, Steve? No, Steve, go.
Okay.
Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, Jeff, I was going to stop down there, but I changed my mind.
Oh, Steve should have came through and slapped Jeff on his head for treating me like this.
Oh, hi, Diva. How you doing?
I'm good. I need a man who's going
to
knock him out talking to me, treat me like this.
Diva, I was going to stop down there and give you some more support, sister. Maybe some other time. I mean, I tried to get on the air, but for some reason I just couldn't make it on there.
Yeah, I wonder why. When we're interviewing somebody about something like the summer festival, I can't entertain you with that craziness, Doc. So I had to let you go. Okay. Don't do it again, please.
Also, his feelings for me is crazy.
Hey, Diva, you take care, and I hope to see you again, this sister. Okay.
Okay, Steve, you take care.
Steve.
Bye bye,
Steve. Steve.
So I heard about this.
I want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July tomorrow.
Tell Diva, it's been a pleasure seeing her today. Last time you were in the studio, everybody else was here but me, and I'm driving around the north side of town over here. I'm going to go to my meeting now and do my civic duty.
I wish my 330-398 would call back in. We still have a little bit of time here. We have a whole half hour.
Okay.
All right, Mark, we will see you the next time.
I just want to say, I know he's not listening. I try to get him to listen, but I just want to say wish a happy birthday to my dad.
Okay.
Today is his birthday. And a happy birthday to my Aunt Jackie, whose birthday is on the 4th of July.
Okay.
I would wish a happy birthday to my ex-husband, but...
Why not?
He made me mad.
So?
So
you're supposed to be forgiven.
No, I want him to be miserable. He's got
Yeah, I figured.
No, no, no. He's got my daughter, and I want, you know, so I'm miserable without her.
That's your fault.
But no, I wish him a happy birthday. He's a veteran, and I wish him all the best. And I, and hopefully he get that pig roast he wants.
Okay. It was a local pig roast yesterday, as I understand.
A live pig?
No, I don't think you roast a live pig.
I mean, not. Well, one, you know, I mean, the pig with the snout and all that other stuff.
Yes.
What kind of a pig is there? They're artificial pigs.
I wouldn't eat bacon after that. That's disgusting to see. The snout, the tail, the legs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Jeff, listen, what I was saying before we went to break is this. In the state of South Carolina, all right, the stimulus money came in, they increased Medicaid, they increased food stamps, and then 2 years later the stimulus money ran out. And the liberal wagon, the liberal agenda went into full swing, blaming it all on Governor Haley and the Republicans.
Oh.
But in fact, it was an artificial stimulus. The money, it just went back to its normal level. Okay, the market reset, and then they want to say that okay, Governor Haley took the food stamps and so on and so forth. That's a classic example of the federal government trying to make or bully the state governments into doing something that the states can't afford.
Right.
And that's all it is.
But
and
it was federal money.
And any policy.
And why
so
didn't anyone
money
to
extend
it?
That
they didn't
extend
federal
they
money is trying to, state,
right, whatever.
Trying to increase a state program. If the state can't afford it, the state can't afford it. That's the
right.
bottom line.
And
if
I'm like
Tupac.
Not
a stimulus.
I'm like Tupac. They got money
something.
For wars but can't feed the poor. I'm not.
We can't.
All these overweight kids in our country, and we ain't feeding the poor.
Thank you.
If you believe
that, you're
delusional.
But do you know there are 14 million children who have working parents who don't qualify
Absolute
for these
lie.
Programs because
Absolute
they don't put the
lie.
Money in it and they go
Absolute
to bed hungry. That's
lie.
Not a lie.
Hunger
That's
has become
a
hunger has become a rip off the public industry. We finished a research project 2 weeks ago on what is being spent on the alleged hunger in this country, and it is an absolute scandal. $74.6 billion in 2013 on the 42 million receiving food stamps. Now, if you do the math, Diva, that comes out to be more money per year per person on food stamps than the average working person buys food with per child.
Maybe
in their
if
home.
You would stop. Hating
then
me,
you have all of these
rip-off listen.
Charities demanding money for food. It has become an industry.
Maybe
you have
if you
churches
would stop.
With soup kitchens and all giving food to people who just walk in line. You have there is so much food in this country.
Really?
It's a lie.
Really? Really? Because there's
get
no
get somebody who's
no
really
food.
Hungry on this line.
There
get
is,
somebody who cannot
is,
afford to feed her children,
no
and I'll show you somebody spending
there's
the money
no
she gets on drugs.
In
I'll show you somebody
Ohio.
Selling your food
so
stamps
all of those
drugs.
Families lost their jobs and didn't qualify for any programs, where were they going to go for a soup kitchen?
I'm not
no
saying against
there.
Food stamps. No, you're not listening, liberal. You're
no,
doing the
you're
typical liberal
listening.
Crap. You're taking a generality and you're making it global. I didn't
no,
say
because,
there was something wrong with food stamps, but with feeding 42 million Americans, an average of $1,900 a year for groceries per person, there's
okay.
your one out of seven who's supposedly hungry, yet you have charities still telling you there's hunger in this country.
Not
it's
Sublime
an absolute
Mike.
Rip-off.
Not okay. Sublime Mike. Okay, give me a chance to make a point before you start.
And hurry up,
because
I got two other callers
okay.
waiting in the queue.
First off, have you actually been to a food bank in the middle of the year where they have run out of donations and dollars, where they are barely able to keep supplies in the refrigerator on the shelf? Secondly,
yes, I have.
When I,
okay,
secondly,
we support
okay,
one of those.
Okay, secondly, my point was not about poor people on food stamps. My point was about people who work, who don't qualify
I understand
for programs,
that.
Their
I understand
children
that, Diva,
go
but
to
they're
bed.
Not going hungry because the poorest
no.
amongst us.
No, I probably did that. I got muted.
330-205, you're in the air.
Good afternoon or good morning, everybody.
Hey, Sticks.
Hey, listen, Blind Mike is right. the hunger industry in this country is out of control. For one thing, people that make enough money not to qualify for food stamps earn enough money to feed their families. They just don't do budgets.
Wow.
And two, just last weekend, there was a NASCAR race in Kentucky. It was the Feed the Children 400. Now, how many children could have been fed with the amount of money that it took to put that event on?
Right.
It's an industry.
Okay.
And it's used by extremely wealthy people to fund their fun by means of a charity.
Six,
yep.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know what the cutoff point is for a family of three so that if they have a working mom and a working father in the home, that they will not qualify for food stamps? Do you know what that cutoff is?
It's 130% of poverty, which
no.
is something around like 28,000.
No, it's less.
$14 an hour.
It's less than that. It's less
no, it's
than
not.
That.
It's 130%
because if you're making
poverty.
No, because I have a cousin. I have a cousin who has two children. When she got a raise of $11 an hour, her food stamps were taken away from her.
Okay.
So the fact of the matter is, we do have children whose parents work who do go to bed hungry
okay.
in this country.
Okay, here goes the thing. There is nobody that goes to bed hungry because they have to. They go to bed hungry because somebody is doing something that does not allow them
right.
to put their money toward that child. 440, you're in the air.
Yes, I heard a remark about that there's not any food kitchens or whatever in northeastern Ohio.
No, she said in Blacklick. She said in Blacklick, which is down by Columbus.
There are, and again, Jeff, we're doing several talk shows over the next few months here where we're going on as a guest where we can talk uninterrupted and lay out all the facts. We have put the numbers together, done the research. There is enough money right now between what the charities squeeze out of people and everything. Every man, woman, and child in the United States could have 21 meals a week provided for free. It's a con, Diva. It's a scam. And yes,
if it's a scam,
a
then you tell me why the church
the
I belong to
Diva,
is having a hard
a
time with their
Diva, there you go
own
again,
run
in your mouth. You won't let me finish. There is a handful of people
no,
that, yes, drop through the cracks and need to be taken care of somehow.
Yeah, mute my mic.
But between
now,
the Mormon Church running pantries, the Catholic Church running soup kitchen, Angel Network, $30 a week, you can buy a box of groceries that will feed a family of four. I've done it. I've purchased the box. You can get through. But you're not going to get Twinkies, and you're not going to get ring-dings and ice cream and candy and beer and cigarettes with that.
Just
you're
that
not.
Ignorance I talk about.
No, no, that's
you're,
not ignorant.
You're not going to be
standing
in front of a
no, 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 okay.
to sell your
Diva,
food stamps.
Hold on, y'all.
Ignorant.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on, y'all.
You're ignorant,
Diva. When we leave the studio today, I'm going to take you to one place, and you go to that place and look and watch what these people come into this store and buy with their food stamps.
Exactly.
I'm not talking about
yeah.
families
now, this lady
on
you're
food
talking
stamps,
about,
though.
Got
that's what he's talking about.
But he's trying to talk to me and
hey,
counter
Diva,
me.
Hey, Diva, this lady that lost her food stamp.
Hold on,
question.
Hold on, bro.
How much
he
does
is trying
she
to counter me.
How much does she weigh?
He is trying to counter me, and
yeah.
I'm talking about family.
Yeah,
how much
does
she
weigh? And that's not who I'm talking about.
The lady who lost her food stamps, how fat is she?
She's not
fat
at all.
87 pounds like in a third world country?
She's not yeah. fat at all.
The fattest amongst us are the poorest amongst
but
us.
But I'm not talking about families
of the obese
on
in the United States
are
with the poor people.
Do you not understand?
It's nutritional
okay.
ignorance
oh,
to
no.
stop them hungry.
No.
You know what,
because
Jeff?
It's okay for him to filibuster.
Go ahead, Bianchi.
We got a food.
Okay.
We got one
you
of those pantries around
him.
Here.
He interrupted me.
Diva,
yes,
shut up.
If Diva's pantry is running out of food, she should be out going collecting food rather than spending
right.
much time on
people. Door to door. Let's have a can drive door to door for all the
yeah.
poor in America. Because guess
yeah.
what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff. There's
Alabama.
Websites that are run
on
charities. One
okay.
is called Charity Navigator. Go there, Diva. You will see most of these food-raising charities are scams. Less than 6% of the money they raise go to food. 94% go to the fat cats running
yeah.
the charity.
And how are you going to tell me that there's food out there for these
people?
What I'm
is.
Saying is it's become an industry. There's enough food in this country and enough money being spent to feed everybody.
Alabama.
It's a scam.
Okay, hold on. That's a blind. Yeah, go ahead, Alabama.
The point I'm trying to make is this. I've actually been on them, and the way they ask you, when you go down to the Department of Human Resources, you bring in your bills, your actual rent, how much everything costs. They do it on a certain amount. Now, under, like, if you're making over $50,000 or something, then yeah. But if you're coming in and you're making under that, and you're able to come in there, even though you may be, you know, if you're single, if they ask you what your bills are, and then it goes down to that. It's not just, okay, well, you know, you make $30,000, you're too much, you're out of it. It's not like, there is a cutoff, but it's enough to where you can come in and show them your bills and do it, because I know for a fact you can get cut off, even if you make a certain amount, you stay with somebody else, a female, or you married or whatever, and she makes a certain amount, your bills don't come to that, you can be kicked off as well. So it has to do with your budget. That's how they do it in Alabama. Now, I don't know about Ohio.
And it has to do with how many children you have, because I don't qualify for food stamps because I only have one child.
Well,
now, if I had two or three,
do you work?
No, I don't work, but I have an income coming in. But
it's
not welfare. I do not qualify for welfare. The only thing that I qualify, thank God, for was Medicaid.
We'll be right back.
I'm Julio Glass with your headline news. A push to place a...
So you say you qualify for something. You get enough money to pay your bills, though, right?
Oh, she's in the studio today, Alabama.
Chaos. Oh, she's in the studio. No wonder she sound extra loud today.
Jeff wouldn't tell her if she's fat or not.
Well, I don't think Diva's fat. She's got a few pounds from what I hear, but that means she's healthy. But
can I say something, guys, since I can't get on the air? Let me tell you something. The Catholic Charities, I belong to a Catholic church. The Catholic Charities... And they serve Cleveland and Cuyahoga County and Chaka County, all right, in predominantly black neighborhoods, all right? $1.12 million we spent. $1.12 million. And you know what? I can tell you that's the truth because I worked at them.
Yeah.
All right?
And
there's
you have
a lot of food being handed out. All right?
Larry?
So
Larry?
That stuff
America.
That she's talking about, she's full of crap.
Yeah. You got this feedamerica.org coming on the radio saying every dollar you give them, they can provide 7 healthy meals. Well, hell, then for $48 billion, about half of the federal budget for food stamps, they could feed every man, woman, and child in the United States 21 meals a week, 52 weeks a year.
And you know what? We've had people come back two or three times a day. And you know what we say to them?
Yeah.
Nothing. We don't care.
Yeah.
They must need it.
All right. Well, South Carolina had that with Toys for Tots. You know, they're raising, you know, he heads that up here in this end of the state of South Carolina as being a former Marine, and he does a hell of a job with it. And he's told me there's been people come through the lines with various scams and change address 8 times trying to get free toys.
Exactly. I mean,
they provide 7 meals for a dollar.
Yeah.
I go down there and work at it, and then I get a slap in the face like this.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
And then $30 a week.
You know how much money I hand out a year for that?
Yeah. And the churches and the hospitals are part of that Angel Food Network where for 30 you have to sign up 2 weeks ahead. A box comes in with a blended grocery order in it for $30, and there's enough food in there, they say, to feed a family of 4 for a week. Now, I have bought the box. It is nutrition, and you go through the box, and there's no chocolate cupcakes and there's no ice cream and that kind of stuff in the box, but there is enough food in there. And for $30, if you add that to your food stamps, you're eating and eating darn well. Because the food stamp recipient, it isn't like they get no money from somewhere else. Food stamp recipients, if they're getting public assistance, part of that public assistance check is calculated for a budget for food also. So food stamps is supplemental. Now, there are people who after 2 years lost all their unemployment and have to go get food stamps. And I don't know in that situation if they would then get enough to eat or whatever. It's supplemental. I can't speak to that. But then again, Here's the destruction of the friggin' family unit, okay? I know if my mother called me and told me she was hungry, I'd at least write the $30 check so she could get a box of angel food. I'd at least show up with a bag of groceries. This is the destruction of the American family, and these people have a network, because these people, no matter who they are, if you know they're hungry, then that means you know who they are. And that means, you know, everybody had a mommy and a daddy. Everybody has some type of support network, and, you know, you could reach out. And there's enough people like Larry and Piaki in South Carolina who know, excuse me, if you knocked on my door and said you were hungry, after I fed you today, I'd be asking you, well, do you know about this place? Do you know about that place? And it's like there are so many places for the hungry to get fed in this country. It has become a scam industry to rake the public over, create a new victimized class, and there's enough money spent on hunger, there should be no hunger in this country. But it's a scam. Poor Larry, there he is donating his time, and he's got people that come through, and they abuse the system. And come on, guys, you all know, you've seen people, you know people that live either in your apartment complex or you've seen out in front of your supermarket selling their food stamps.
Listen,
now, what's that all about?
Pardon? Between the first of the month,
yeah,
and the ninth of the month, you can go to any grocery store in Darlington, South Carolina, Florence, South Carolina, Columbia, or any of those towns, and find somebody willing to sell you food stamps.
Exactly.
Pennies on the dollar.
Yeah. And now, if you're really hungry, are you going to be selling food vouchers? And the answer is no.
No.
It's because they want money for the stuff the food stamps won't provide, like cigarettes, drugs, gambling, or whatever else their other happiness is, that have their children suffering. These are people who suck as parents, and that's what's really wrong, why their kids aren't eating.
You know what, Diva? Steve told me to play this for you because he thinks that your man ain't all that. That's what he's told me. That's my boy, too. I hung up on him because he be messing up. It's not a shame.
Poor Steve.
Yeah, what? Yeah. Well, Steve is cool, but, you know, he told me that he feels that your man ain't all that.
You should really hook him up.
And he want to crack. He want to be hooked up with you.
Well, he can't be hooked up with me, but you should hook him up.
No, no, I can't hook. No.
You should set him up on profile on ChristianMingo.com.
Hey, Steve, you heard that. I know you heard it. So Diva said, kick rocks, go to ChristianMingo.com.
Steve, you'll meet a nice Christian young lady at ChristianMingo.com. I've been on there myself.
What you been on there for? I thought you'd get married.
A nice Christian lady.
A couple years ago.
Oh, here we go, a couple years ago.
Hey, I don't like
this. Now, when is this marriage supposed to happen?
July 4,
2015. Oh, it's been poor.
Why are you waiting so long?
Because I want to get married on July 4th. But it was
tomorrow, July 4th, go back to Columbus, go down to...
He lives here.
Huh?
He lives here.
Oh, your guy lives here?
Yeah. That's why I'm moving back, because he lives here.
His
business is here.
Okay,
Steve,
here's the totally...
You're going to have to fight
question.
For your honor. Everything
you
about to prove myself.
Because he likes sticks. He likes guns and all that. He got all that in all the
right.
house.
All right, he's a
man. Is he a conservative?
Conservative, libertarian.
Libertarian. He's a better guy than I thought then.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay.
Oh my gosh, he's a total redneck.
Thanks. You hear that?
All right.
That's crazy, ain't it?
I
You're
know.
You're a real man.
Uh-oh.
I never thought.
Somebody said, "Nice young ladies at church, not on the web, slutty."
Christian Mingo is a Christian website
right.
for singles. Thank you very much.
Have you
much.
Ever seen the thing, that thing called To Take the Church?
Oh, a show?
Yeah.
No.
Wait
a minute. No. I saw the trailer for that. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You got to look at that.
No.
You got to look at that. That's the most pitiful thing I ever saw in my life.
Okay, is that the one where they're getting married?
No.
As soon as they meet, because there's a new show out where they don't meet each other until their wedding day.
Oh, well, that's a different culture than ours.
No, that's a reality show coming up.
Yeah, well, that's new, but it takes a church. They get single ladies in the church they think should be dating,
okay,
or should be with somebody,
okay,
and they try to pair her up with you know, about three or four of the guys out the congregation.
Yeah, see, our church won't do that,
mm-hmm,
because my pastor feels we have a lot of men who are not mature enough.
That's
in
true.
The congregation, so he's trying to get their minds
How you
right.
get a smart pastor and then you come on here with the...
I know, that's what I say. You would love my pastor.
Anyway.
Sometimes I want to walk out when he talks, but...
Because he's real. He's telling you the truth.
But the reason why I sit up under him is because I know I trust God. So when I
he
speaks the word of God, then I'm going to sit there and listen. But when
you better take the full counsel. You take the full counsel of the Lord.
Well,
that's why.
No, he'll tell you this is coming from me. When it comes to politics, sometimes he'll tell you this is coming from me.
Mm-hmm.
Those where we disagree, but a lot of stuff we disagree. And that's why I sit up
under
him.
Oh God!
Why, I don't know any liberal churches.
South Carolina.
Liberal churches.
And
come to Atlanta. Come to Atlanta. We got a bunch of them. They gay churches. You're loving people.
I'd never go. I would never sit up under a pastor who is...
You know what?
Are you registered somewhere, Diva, so we could send you a lifetime supply of dishes and stuff to throw at your
No. I don't even think... I was going to send out invitations to the wedding, but I'm scared.
I don't blame you. If you invite me, I'm
going to
put all the wine glasses in a row and show you how a blind guy can shoot them all out across the room.
No.
Try to talk him out of it.
We'll teach him that every time he hears something blink, just say Mazel Tov. It'll be okay.
Exactly. I recommend you buy Corelware. It doesn't break when you throw it.
He knows he has a good thing. He's not letting it go.
All right,
Oh, man.
Now, the wedding was supposed to happen. 2 weeks ago, you told us the wedding was happening in 3 weeks.
No,
now you put off the
2015. I didn't tell you that.
Now, yes, you did. You came on
and
you said you were getting married
yes,
in 3 weeks.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you
Eva.
Did. You did.
I said on Facebook. I wanted to, but I said because of planning and everything, I pushed it.
We're
going to
replay those shows. You did not say watching Hillary
Clinton. Regardless of the fact, she's a woman. She's a woman. And that's when it comes to a woman and a woman, it's genetic. It's just like maternal instinct. It just kicks in. They got to spend a certain amount of money. They got to buy a certain dress.
No,
it's the totally inappropriate question.
It's not me who wants the big wedding. It's him who wants the big wedding. But my engagement present, instead of a ring, I got a house. He asked me, do you want a ring or you want a house? So we bought the house, we renovated the house.
Yeah.
But he wants, and he said we can't do that and have the wedding all at one in the same year.
Oh,
so,
Lord.
But he wants a big wedding, so he's like, July 4th, okay, we'll push it back. Because I don't mind going
the house then? Who's
the
house?
What if you do all that? Buy the house and you have to
The house is in his name because it came through his family. So
that's nobody's business. We can't
ask. You want the ring and you want the marriage because then the house would have been half yours. Let me ask you a question here from a strictly Christian.
No, I want a really
about
nice
you. Are you giving up the milk without letting him buy the cow?
No!
That's nobody's business.
Yeah, well, that's why. You're
going to
be able to victimize women voting left.
The answer is yes.
That's nobody's business.
You said no. You probably said no a few months ago. Now you tell ain't nobody's business.
It's nobody's business. Just like where I'm getting married at is nobody's business. I'm not telling you guys that.
You were getting down every night.
If you just ran off and eloped, but you brought it up.
No. If I was getting down every night, I'd be pregnant by now because I don't believe in birth control.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Well, we just went into a whole different arena.
Look at me. Look why you look at me.
Because. Because
he's trying to make sure I'm not pregnant.
Exactly. Because you're sinning. And I can't have you sitting anywhere near the studio if you're sinning.
Oh, my gosh. I said if I was getting down every night, I would be pregnant because I
don't
believe in birth control.
There's too much information going on here.
I am not pregnant.
You better wash that chair off.
He was pregnant?
The next girl who sits in it might get pregnant.
No, I'm
not
pregnant.
So we're going to have a baby
shower? Oh, not so blind. Wait a minute.
But if I do get get pregnant, Jeff will be the godfather.
Oh, my God.
I might name him Jeffrey.
That'd be good. That'd be good.
And
beat him every night.
You heard that, right?
Yeah.
She beat him every night.
Jeffrey to a single mom who didn't get married.
Yeah, a little girl named Jeffrey. Well, that's what she's going to do.
Hey,
a little girl named her
Jeffina,
and I'll beat her every night.
If you have a baby, me and Blind, Not So Blind Mike will send you a box of monogram cigars for your hubby.
We're not planning on having any children, though,
yep.
By the way.
Why not?
He doesn't want any more. And then, you know, with what I'm dealing with, I don't think it's feasible
living
to
in his house,
have
get
it
away,
any
put
children.
The marriage off a year, and he don't want children. Diva,
it's not
I
just
would,
him. He,
when
did
he
starts
not just dividing
say that
the refrigerator
I
into his half and your half,
us?
You're in trouble, honey. You're out the door.
Did you not just hear me say it because in light of what I'm dealing with, I don't feel it's feasible for me to bring another child into this world.
Oh, God, that was funny.
Because if I wanted another child, oh, yes, we would be having one. I don't care what he felt.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Diva, I didn't think angry black woman syndrome counted as a malady.
As a what?
As a malady.
Oh, I suffer from angry black. I'm suffering from angry black woman syndrome sitting in this studio right now. I'm mad. What'd she say? I can't say it on the radio.
No, you can't. And guess what? And I didn't cause it. It was you, Not So Blind Mike, and you, South Carolina.
Nuh-uh. Who else?
And 440 in Pionki. Pionki, it's your fault, man.
Yeah,
May, I'm sorry.
She was happy.
I took May out, and I never put her back in. May, I'm sorry. I meant to put you back in. Anyway, we're talking
about
craziness. Hello.
I'm still on.
Yes.
I
had. Go ahead.
But Jeff, I have something to say. I want to thank you for giving me the freedom to speak and not talk about the Constitution and then block people out. See, some people can't take what you have to say, even though you don't agree with them. But if you represent what you feel, other people have a fit. If you look at a story one-sided, you never get an answer to the other part.
Jeff is the same way. What you talking about?
Get out of here.
Jeff about to mute you.
I'm getting ready to kick Diva.
Oh, Jeff, I want to tell Alabama something. Tell him he can go to have a dinner with Jesse Peterson on Barn Road today if he wants to, that Republican Jesse Peterson, and tell him I sent him.
Jesse Peterson,
it's
12
o'clock today. And
you know I'm in Atlanta, don't you? You know I'm in Atlanta, right?
Well, I thought you was in Alabama, so if you were there,
hey, man,
I don't know you with Jesse Peterson.
Why not?
Yeah, he's from Alabama, but listen, Alabama, I'm gonna be down there in August, so we gotta hook up, my brother. I'll probably come in there 2 days before my niece's wedding.
Jeff, could I say something to Maze?
Take pictures.
Yeah.
Take pictures, Alabama.
And even it's not your business. It's not really their business what you're going to do when you get married, because if you don't send them an invitation, that means you didn't want them to come.
Maze, could I say something?
Yeah,
what
go
do
ahead.
You have to say to me, Pianca? Say it.
Maze, I'm wanting chicken and dumplings, okra, candy yam, and cornbread.
Teach your wife
invite me down to that dinner with you and your husband, please.
Teach your wife how to cook it, and you will have it.
Well, I don't. Nobody does it like you.
Where you guys get this at?
During the break.
Oh.
I think Pionki might have a crush on Maze.
But I only love one man, and I've been loving that man.
Maze is married. I don't mess with other men's wives. I got a wife. Maze is an excellent cook. I know she is. I know it. I know Maze is an excellent cook.
You know she's a cook, Pionki, because of her voice.
No, where she from?
Siren song. Can you blame any man?
Everybody's talking at one time. Do you know that we got people out there going crazy now. They don't know how to handle y'all. Listen, we getting ready to get up out of here because it's almost noon.
You gonna
time.
Leave the line open?
12 o'clock already.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave the line.
I was closed yesterday.
If you
want
to get in, you better call in now. Put that away.
You gotta call
anyway,
and get unmuted before, otherwise you can't join. We could just talk
that's
about
right.
you behind your back or behind your.
I'm not calling. Y'all gonna have that conversation without me.
Wait, I'm doing this last one.
All right,
this last song we're going out with.
$3 an hour. Who wants Diva?
This is the last one of the day. Last song of the day is dedicated to the late, great Mr. Bobby Womack, who just passed away. And
I'm just going to say this.
Yes.
Y'all lucky I'm not a detective, because there's a couple of people's homes whom I would find, and you might want to have a check your car every now and again and make sure it doesn't blow up. I'm just saying.
Diva. Diva. Domestic terrorist.
Right. What's his name? Bill Ayers?
Bill Ayers and Diva are very close to each other, and we're about to get out of here.
She does look like Dorn, now that you mention it. Hey, Bianca.
They say in 2018.
Hello, I have a question. Since he left me on, I have a question to the person. When it comes to the food pantries, now you got a food pantry, and you go to get it from the people that donate food, like Walmart and Kmart and all those different places donating food for those food pantries, and you have people in the community, as you say, the Catholic Church feeds them, but you have some black churches doing the same thing, that they're just catching on to that program.
Yep.
So, and then they feed white people, too. So I don't know what, I don't get what you say, the inner city. Who feeds other people that's poor and don't have nothing to eat? And who's teaching them?
Well, that's the point that I'm trying to make, May, that after doing a lot of research on the topic, it's disgraceful that anybody is still hungry in America. Don't say there aren't some people, but my God, it's become an industry to rip off the public, and these charities are being abused by the process too. The government's spending money, and now people are being told they're a victim because of hunger, when the truth is it isn't one out of seven is hungry in this country. It's a lot of nutritional ignorance, and it's a lot of corruption in the food stamp system, because a lot of food stamps are sold on the black market openly. You can go to any market in the United States on the day the food stamps come out, and you will see people selling their food stamps. Now, if they were really hungry, May, they wouldn't be selling their food stamps. So, you know,
that's not
they're
what I
scamming
asked you.
The system. Now, that
is
not going to feed
you,
other people.
You keep talking about the inner city. What about the rest of the people? They get stamps, and they do things.
They have meals on wheels in the urban.
There's the Angel Food Network.
Shelters.
There's feedamerica.org. There's all the Catholic food.
But percentage-wise, most of them in the inner city.
I'm saying you focus on the inner city all the time, but what about the other people? It's like
their churches, and the churches help them out in rural America.
What I'm saying. In rural America,
the suburbs, they're the more affluent people. Very little hunger there that needs to be addressed, but there are things you can do. But you don't think for 1 minute when Hillary Clinton said she left the White House totally broke. I would accept that as truth, by the way.
I don't think for one minute Hillary and Bill doubted
where they were going to get a meal
from.
Not.
The reason why I say how idiotic it was when Hillary said that, she's never been broke. She's always been richer than Bill Clinton. So how did that come out? So you
but
take
we don't
stuff
know that
you take
for
it
fact,
as your own.
We will accept
so you would do know that for a fact.
All
you got to do is look at a family history.
Yeah, I understand.
So don't tell me you don't
that's
know that
what
for
I'm
a fact.
Saying. So the people, the middle
so
class
broke,
and the upper middle class have resources
broke,
to always
wise.
Get food. So,
I'm saying she was broke,
you look at the
she was broke political wise, but she's not broke.
There's an awful lot of money being spent on the alleged food problem, when it's really it's the scamming and the corruption of the
let
food.
Let me tell you what a scam is. What a scam is the people that, for every food stamp that go out, somebody getting rich off of that food stamp. And don't tell me nothing about the ones that are going out there selling it.
Well, J.P. Morgan received a percentage for every time the SNAP card is now swiped because they run the program.
So if they got rid of the program, who gonna lose out? The poor people are the ones that's making the big bucks. See, we don't hear about that part of the program, but we always want to hear about the inner city. Let's talk about the whole America as a whole. Who's getting food stamps? Who's getting Section 8? And who's doing all these things? You know, you forget that we work in offices just like y'all work in offices and see things. When people come through the register with vouchers and all these different things, they can't sell those vouchers that they have when they come through the register. They got to get what they got on the voucher and pay for it with that voucher. Nothing else, nothing more.
Yeah,
but you always want to look at what's in their basket. You don't know how they got the money to put extra stuff in the basket, but they always want to look at it and think it's something somebody's doing wrong. They can have kids in the military or a family somewhere to send them money every month to get their needs that they can't get with food stamps. Have you ever thought about that when you were doing your survey?
It wasn't a survey. It was a
research.
You
want to hang into the inner city.
Spent on hunger.
That's
There's
right.
enough
we
money spent that every man,
see,
woman, and child would have 60% more food than they could
all
eat in a week and be
all
healthy.
All of these. All of these people that I hear talking, especially on the Republican Party, which the Democrat Party is the same thing, both sides are the same, Caucasian men that's having a problem with what they see that's happening to this country.
Well, I'm a black conservative, but it has nothing to do with party affiliation.
Oh, you don't even count. You don't count, Bianca. You can be black or whatever you want. You can be a black Democrat. You can be a bright liberal. You're not even in the picture.
I voted for conservative Democrats before. Yes.
And let me tell you, Bianca, when Putin was adopting those children from Russia, Putin said they couldn't get no more. Wouldn't nobody have no problem about them bringing those kids over into this country? Not a real thing.
That's adoption. That's not illegal.
Adoption, still, they're not from here.
They're not illegal. We talking about illegal.
He want gay couples. He want gay couples getting food from Russia.
So that's what we see coming across the border.
How do you make your dumplings, Mace?
The Catholic Church is going to start adopting those children. That's why we can't see them. They're going to start adopting them. Like Madonna.
Well, blacks don't adopt black orphan children to no great extent.
They don't adopt them to no great extent. How you know? Have you been around all of them? You
know
they
come on the radio all the time talking about it. We
have
Annie Malone.
Have adopted children.
Here in St. Louis, we have the Annie Malone. We have an Annie Malone children's home for orphan black children. And the lady come on and they comment many times about how African Americans do not adopt their own children.
They adopt baby. I know a lady that adopted 10 African American kids.
And I know a lady ain't adopt none.
You can't find nobody.
I know 10 ladies haven't adopted not one.
So, because they don't want any kids. They'd rather adopt more dogs than a kid. But it's not only in this community.
Kids by other daddies.
So, Ray me. What about Ray and me?
Let's look at Newt Gingrich. He had how many children, how many women he had?
Man, how we get on Newt Gingrich?
I'm talking about another daddy. They don't have children. They don't have fathers in the house.
I didn't know
that
black children.
Look at your house. Sweep around your own back door before you start sweeping around the inner city.
How you make your dumplings, Mace?
I'm not talking about cooking. I'm talking about the ignorance that I see around with these people that I hear every day.
I'm interested in how you make dumplings.
Did you just say that unless you know black people who haven't adopted, you know all the black people in America, and you know who's
adopted?
No, I don't.
You don't know all the white ones either.
No, and neither do you. And that's why when you make general broad sweeping statements,
like,
I say you're the ignorant cow on the line here, honey.
You
why don't you just move? Why don't you just continue to move?
That's what your problem is. You are the county governmental system, and you say nobody do it. That's your problem. You hear the poor running around here screaming and hollering about everything that somebody getting that they done already got and getting themselves, and then they don't want somebody else to get
I do
up.
More research in the day than you probably done
in
the last 5 years on what is actually documentable.
You don't tell me about
no
research.
No matter what color you are, no matter what side of the aisle
you
are on.
It's both different. You don't
hey,
have
Mays, can you make dumplings for one of those blenders?
Nobody's mad.
You know everything, Mays. You know everything, and you know nothing.
You know nothing. That's what I'm saying. You don't understand what
there
I'm saying.
There you go. Running your mouth again. Moo, moo.
Yeah, that's I'm running because I got one.
Pasture.
I didn't always
moo-moo.
Have the freedom. 50 years ago, I didn't have the freedom to run it the way I do now, and that's why I run it. Now, what
yeah,
you got to say about
that? Yeah, you're
making
it for the last
time.
I got
you.
The
opposite.
Jim
Crow talk. Ain't no Jim Crow.
You might be the test.
No Jim nor Jane Crow.
You want to take over the conversation. Let me tell you what you want to do. You want to come in and take over the conversation and everybody listening to you. People are tired of listening to you all now. Your music ears.
No,
Mays, if people are tired of listening, that's why they come in and say, can I say something?
You might have
you said, ask, could you say something? You run it off at the mouth.
Well, I'm talking to him. You might have a crew standing around you, the amen, and saying what you want to hear, but I ain't going to tell you what you want to hear to make you happy. I'm telling you what you need to hear to make you have some sense.
Yeah, well.
Because all this stuff that I hear and see y'all
well, if you're
going
to tell us what we need to know to have strength, how do you make your dumplings for your chicken and dumplings?
What did you say? I don't eat chicken and dumplings. I don't make chicken and dumplings. So now what else do you want to know?
There you go. What do you make,
Mace?
What
do you
make,
Mace?
Mace,
what do you make?
When you take care of the rural area, then you can come and talk about the inner city, because the same thing is in both.
Mays, what do you make?
Wave one away, and then talk about the other one.
Mays, hey, guys, hold on 1 second. Mays, I want to ask you a question. So,
it's Mays, M-A-Z-E. Not Mays.
Okay, well, okay, my bad. All right, okay. Your chicken's out right here. All right. All of the government programs and things that you say that help rural inner city people, black people, the civil rights movement, all the things they marched for in the 60s and stuff, what do you think the results have been? Like, what were the results of the civil rights? All this stuff, all these different programs, what were the results?
What were the results?
Yep.
Caucasians getting mad because they had to share what they were already getting from the government in the first place.
I'm talking about ours, damn the white folks. I'm talking about us. What are our measurables right now? I just want to know what you think.
It's the same thing. I didn't say there was no difference in the two races. It's the same thing. You got poor white people. You got poor black people. You got some of them.
No. Look at, I'm talking about demographically. What was going on in the black community in the 60s as opposed to now.
There was nothing going on in the community. People were being people.
So you saying that all these programs, what did they do to black people is what I'm asking you.
What did they do to them? Let me see, they took their garden away from them. They ran some of them out of town, took their land away from them, those that they had that didn't have the power to keep it.
A
whole lot of
things
were taken away from them that they had.
What I'm trying to say is what are the results of all of the stuff that was done?
What you see now? If somebody take everything you had away from you, what do you have besides that? Start over and not start over in a year. Is how long is it going to take you to get back what you had?
I'm saying these black leaders and their so-called elected black officials and fighting for all this stuff. You don't have to make that point. I'm not making that point.
I don't get happy about Jesse. I don't get happy about Al. I don't get happy about Jesse.
Okay. We don't have to go there.
I don't get happy about none of those people.
Okay, great.
So what
the
are you talking about?
Like
when you talking about a leader?
Okay,
every time you get one, he's dead. And
we're elected.
So I don't look at
leaders. Our black people, be it white, black, whoever, and all the things that they've done for us as a people.
Ain't nobody did nothing for me. Except took every. Well, they didn't do nothing to me because I still got my 300 acres of land.
He said us. He didn't say you.
Done for us. He said us. That's why I took me out of the equation. Us
no, I'm confused because it's like what I'm saying is you seem to be on the side of
they ain't gave us
government.
They haven't given
I understand.
Us
you're
that.
On the,
what
but
you
you're on the side of government that's going to replace black men in the household as a family. And it just sounds
same
like that's what you're pushing
for. Took them out of the house as a family. Who took them out of the house? They didn't just walk up one day and run and leave. Did they? If they all would have just walked out and rose and left for some reason that the government didn't put there for them to leave, that's what's wrong with your community. And your black man ain't the only one walking out the white house, out of the house, looking at this man begging for his woman every day, trying to get her back.
Quit talking about other races. Okay, we ain't talking about that.
That's a
Because it just seems like to me we're making excuses. You see, you're saying the government
Let me tell you, listen to what you say. You're saying what they want you to say to make them happy, because anytime you say something to make them happy, listen to Diva. She's crazy. For anybody that don't think like they do or make them happy, they don't have nothing to do with you. I ain't looking for them to give me nothing, to get out of my way so I can get what I want to get.
Who said that?
Don't be doing
who's
no real
way.
Don't be putting
I can look at your report card and tell that you have lack critical thinking skills.
You don't have any skills. I think for myself. You want to know what
you're
doing.
You lack it. You have the attention span of an ape. You know that?
I can't even get you
to stay on the subject for 5 seconds without jumping off talking about white folks this and white. And I know a person that had this. That don't mean nothing.
I asked you how did who make you
that all day and gave you the statistics off of the doggone Central Welfare about Montgomery, Alabama. And you know what told me I'm going to stay in mostly Hispanic nation.
I don't believe that.
Come on, man.
Give me some statistics.
I can't respect people that argue in ignorance. Like, at least give me some real substantive debate. This ain't even fun.
You know,
it's not even fun. You're going to lose the debate over time.
I'll tell you when your legs and run. Like you did yesterday. Now, you always got some statistics and don't even know if they're true.
This is how you make your point. Because you know one individual, you think that's the fact. You think that's the norm. That's lack of critical thinking skills. You don't know how to reason.
You don't have no skills at all.
You don't know how to deduce facts.
You got a leader.
You cannot deduce facts because you don't know how to.
Every day.
And I'm trying to help you. I'm really trying to help you.
You ain't having to help me. You had to help me because I ain't in no party. I don't deal with parties. I'm a human being. I ain't in nobody's party.
You said I was in a party. Did you hear me say I was a party?
You are. You standing up for somebody that don't even care nothing about you.
I didn't say I was standing up. You went through me and Michigan and all the rest of the day that Alabama State University is Hispanic. What the hell are you talking about?
Do you put
on the website? PMQ went on the website of Alabama State and they say they're 97% black and you said, no, they ain't. Like, what are you talking about? That's what I'm talking about. You can't. You do not know how to reason. You cannot reason.
Mason, you put celery and carrots in your chicken and dumplings.
Or whatever your name is. You listen to me, you tried to change the subject.
Do you
Alabama
put carrots and celery in your chicken and dumplings?
Alabama State is not ran by black people. I want you to get that up through your nugget, too. So
Mace.
That man that keeps talking to you about the inner city, tell me
so
go
you
check
put green
peas,
carrots, and celery in your chicken and dumplings. I asked you a question.
I want him to tell me who ran the black man out of the house.
How you doing?
Do you put celery, carrots, and peas in your chicken and dumplings, Mace?
I represent who I am. I don't represent the white man or what he going to give me. I represent who I am, who God put me as on this earth.
Well, I tell you what, get your husband on the phone so we can explain to him how to use a cell phone.
And stop walking around here representing somebody else's group.
You got it locked in that room.
Then you'll be a man.
Yeah.
You'll be a man when I hear you talking like that. And you ain't going to say
anything. You can't even reason. I can't have a debate. You can't even reason. You don't even have any reason still. Why can't you talk to you?
Get out of it and find
how you don't have a conversation with someone you can't even establish a part with? You can show 1 + 1 = 2, and they're still arguing with you.
They bringing disease over here. We've heard that before. They said the same thing about you. Bringing disease over in small. They told the Native American who brought disease to this country. It wasn't no.
I don't care who brought them in back then. They bring it
to
me now.
Because half of the country belongs to them in the first place. Get it? Get it
now?
I want you to
I
get it.
I wasn't alive back when the Native Americans was doing all that stuff.
You
what
weren't alive.
What did I have to do with it?
That's right. We lied today.
So,
luckily they got rid of all the diseases.
You are repeating what somebody else told you. You weren't alive when
what
they
were supposed to.
All that stuff. You weren't alive when they put disease into your people.
They got
the
pictures of them.
Alive.
They got pictures of them people
like
coming across the border with
all
kind of sores on their body and everything else.
It's just like I said. I told people, all the women that were sterilized in the 60s, I asked them a question. What do you think that they need $1 million for? Only $1 million for what this country did to them. And then they want to have the nerve to talk about abortion, and they done aborted people and fix them so they couldn't
abortion,
have children at
all.
Now
anyway. We on abortion.
But don't tell
now
me.
Now we on abortion.
But you weren't voting for president. You voted for president to say that they survived an abortion and you're in a trash can.
Justifying make other ones right.
You're going to still I'm here repeating what this man is talking now. You're going to still repeating and doing what he tell you to do. Free yourself.
You were from Native American the measles to abortion in one sentence.
What I'm trying to say, stop representing that.
Yeah. All I know is when the immigrants came over through Ellis Island on the East Coast, if they had tuberculosis or any disease, they weren't allowed in the country. Goodbye, May. Go deal with fantasy, honey.
Like,
Bianchi,
you
Alabama, you're better men than me.
That's
you
why
can
you
put
hate
up with
that man
in
the White House. Now, go on and admit it. That's why you
all right, man, I'll talk to you later.
All right. So you go goodbye, all y'all run. Okay, that's what you do when the truth hits you. Let the good love switch with donuts.
What truth have you spit?
And that's
what
I'm
what
saying.
What have you given up?
It's what I am saying. You can't take it, and you're going to leave
what
it with
what truth have you given up?
Right, hating it.
Name one substantive fact that you've given up today.
One substantive fact, talking to you and telling you that you represent what you hear on TV, Fox and everybody.
That's a substantive fact.
Yourself. That's one fact that I just gave.
You see what I'm saying? She doesn't even know. Look.
Just
don't get your Webster's Dictionary. Please don't get your Webster's Dictionary. We're going to go back to elementary. Go get your Webster's Dictionary and look up the word F-A-C-T.
You're going to start screaming and hollering. I don't do no NAACP. I don't do no LCHOP. I don't do none of that stuff. And I got everything I want. If I died today, I would die happy because I did not bend down to thank the white man had to give me nothing.
How many milligrams of Ritalin are you on, man?
What you say?
How many kids you got, man?
I mean,
how much
Ritalin
do you take
today, man? Why do you need to know my present? I have two.
You got two kids?
That's right. I have two grown-ups. I don't have no kids.
Okay, you have two kids, right?
I have two grown-ups.
What did they give you for Mother's Day?
Okay, so when you pass away, I'm asking you a question. When you pass away,
Mother's Day, man.
What do you own and control that you're going to pass to these kids?
Everything that I own.
What do you own?
It's just like my grandfather left me 300 acres of land that I own. So what else?
What you doing with it? What's on it? What you doing with the land?
Personal life?
What are you doing with the land?
Well, you say, isn't that what I'm going to leave them? It's what they're going to accumulate while they own this
area. Hey, can we lease your land for
So what are you talking about?
Can we lease the
land
to grow on?
What you say?
Can we lease the land to grow something on if we wanted to?
No, you can't lease my land because I don't want nobody on my land because I have to go to court all the time. But people just like the other ones over there talking, trying to get stealing the trees off the land when you need to be buying the trees.
Okay, so hold on. So you got vacant land. You ain't doing nothing with it. You ain't growing nothing. The land just sitting there.
No,
that's
not
what you. That's what it is.
What kind of
what do you got? What you doing with it? You
it's
what
got
you doing?
On it. With family on it.
They paying you rent.
What do you say? Part of it
rent. Oh, it's their land.
You
slice it up
and
so
it's your own session. Why does somebody need to be doing things on it? You go.
Let me ask you, is there some passive? Is there some passive income coming from this land you got?
You hear what I said?
I'm asking
you.
Is there passive income coming from the land that you own, or is it just you paying taxes to the government for nothing? I mean, I want to know what you're doing with it.
You stupid as all get out. If you think that I would just...
No, see, because you know where I'm going. You don't want to go there. That's
clear. You got trees on the land. You sell the trees, right? Don't you? Don't you sell trees that come on land?
Okay, what have you done? Okay, let's say you clear all the trees off. What else you doing? Once you sell that, that's just a finite amount of money, though. There's no wealth in selling trees off the land. You ain't wealthy if you sell the trees.
On the land. Houses is on the land.
What?
But what else can you put on the land besides housing, the garden, and benefit from the trees that's on it?
But there's all types of stuff you can do. I just want to know. You can lease it out like PRK said.
Let me tell you. Part of the land. Let me finish that.
Pianke.
Another part of the land.
Oh, Pianke, you
know. Highway through there.
I'm just about passed out.
She don't know what to do with the land.
So did you hear what I said?
So here you are sitting up here talking.
No.
You're sitting up here talking like you just got it all figured out and you just got all the answers.
I ain't ready.
And you don't pay 300 acres of land just sitting there. You paying taxes on it. It's really costing you to hold the land. And then you ain't doing nothing with it.
The crazy question.
I guarantee you, for a wrong area, probably worth $4,000 an acre. Bet it is.
Don't you? What you worried about? How many acres an acre? You asked me what.
I just say because you sitting up here talking. I hate this black boy. I know I'm from Alabama. I
you
know black folks I know brag about they got land working. They seem like they're working for somebody. Don't got nothing, and they're paying taxes on the land. I'm like, what is that land benefiting you? It's not benefiting you. At least sell it and go buy you something that's going to generate some cash.
Why would I want to sell something I don't need to sell? That make no sense. Sell it for somebody else.
You need to sell it because outside of the land, that's all you say you own. What else do you own besides the land? I screw land. What else you own? You own some businesses?
Let me tell you something.
You own some businesses?
If you listen, if somebody want to buy my land, they got to pay $50 trillion for it, and ain't nobody willing to give me that.
Really?
And that's why I'm going to see it.
Now,
do you get that $50 trillion?
$50 trillion.
Mm-hmm. And if they ain't got that money to give me, we ain't got to worry about our land being sold.
There's a bunch of black folks in Alabama talking just like that. Where's the land?
Excuse me.
It's in Ohio or Alabama.
Why you need to know where my land is?
I don't want your land. I'm just asking you.
No, I'm getting back to my two kids. My two kids don't need me to leave them nothing because they set themselves well off.
What they give me for Mother's Day?
That's the problem right there. That's the problem right there. That's the problem. You are the symbol. How old are you?
About 65.
I'm old enough to know better.
When you were in the civil rights, did you deal with the civil rights movement?
Maybe about 72.
Yes, I did.
Okay, good, great. That's the problem right there. The civil rights generation, right there.
You want to tell you what else I did?
Didn't do nothing. All your kids got to come out here and fall from ground zero because they ain't got two niggas to rub together. Because all you ain't caring that and leave them nothing. You got 300 acres of land sitting on it, paying taxes to the government, and there ain't nothing coming from it.
Even let me tell you, one is a nurse and one is a doctor. So don't come telling me nothing about.
Okay, when they die, what's a nurse education and a job? There's nothing you can leave. You can't leave a job. They all work for somebody else. Yeah, you're right. They work for someone else. That's right. And you're proud of it.
Yeah, I'm proud of it.
They work for somebody else.
I pay for it, and then they can take care of themselves. Have you ever heard of a private practice?
We got to do more than just have jobs.
Man,
that's called
a
civil rights. That's a civil rights generation for you. That's a civil rights generation. You think you're successful because you're going to work. And you're always talking about a white man. White man giving them jobs.
Anyway, how you know one of them?
They don't own it. They don't own it. Control something. All the sheriff in the hotel.
You know.
Now you're talking something.
Maze, your children working for the white man. You always talking about what the white man.
My children don't work for no white man.
Shame for you,
Maze. I have my own business, and I don't even work for no white man. So
what kind of business you got?
Why do you need to know my business?
Nurse is my definition of work for someone else.
You want me to give me an address, too, so they can go burn crosses on my land? Them people that you talking to?
Ain't nobody going to waste no wood burning crosses on your land.
God
damn.
Yeah, you can tell us and say what you want to. When I hear ignorant black men speaking, it's a shame and a disgrace.
They're not going
to
waste wood burning crosses on your land.
It hurts me to my heart. They hear y'all sitting up there letting these men talk to y'all, and it's like, why did he leave the house? In the inner city. Hell, half of y'all came out the inner city.
Maze, they're not going to burn crosses. They're not going to waste wood, kerosene, and rags burning crosses on your land.
I don't trust them. They still doing it. They did it then, and they'll do it now. So I don't hear nothing now. But
yeah,
don't worry, I ain't never asked Bianca where he lives.
I ain't never asked
another man where he lives. But he going to tell me that I need Jesse and him, and we need somebody to leave. Leave yourself. You don't need nobody to leave. And when you hear foolish men coming out like that, you got an opportunity to stand and put your foot on their neck and tell them to use their head. It's a shame and a disgrace to hear something like me and that I hear talking. Then let some other Caucasian man come and put your race down, but he is doing the same thing. Out in the suburb, you got more women on cocaine than you got on anything. Suburban women, but you always want to look at inner city. That's where the problem is. Their people are out there loose and crazy, but you want to take the blame for yours. Do it together. Why don't y'all make a change together? And stop complaining about other people. That's what I want to see. I'm a conservative. I'm a liberal. I'm a this. That mess ain't nothing. Even have no conversation about. So y'all have a nice day, because I know you can't take it, but sleep on it. And something we'll respect you.